ready, gentlemen. Brace yourselves. This is it. 3, 2, 1.
Oh, good morning.
Good morning. I'm trying to get my face to work and it's just not.
It is Team Awesome Morning Party. Very special guest in studio with me today.
Aww. You're talking about Caleb, right?
No, I'm talking about you. He's not going to be in studio.
Seriously, can we do some like face exercises or something? It's hard to smile.
I don't know how you're doing this, but that's okay.
It's kind of crazy.
Our afternoon's wonderful lady.
I'm going to be here 12 hours today.
Pal, woman, Celeste.
Hey.
Yeah, you are.
I'm so excited. It's going to be great.
Yeah. Yep. So normally on from 2 to 6 p.m. Mm-hmm. every weekday.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, worship show on Sunday mornings called The Prelude.
Yes, that is my favorite.
Yeah, it's a pretty good show.
If you have not had the chance to listen in, so immediately when you think worship, you hear Christian worship music, you're like, yay, that sounds awesome. No, but this is actually, like, if you like the vibe of static and kind of how it's, like, hipstery and cool, but also, like, really good music. But also these songs have a really amazing heart behind them as well. It's not just kind of like glitter, glory. Glory, 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 which is
theology and good music.
It's some good stuff. Yeah. So tune in, hang out Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. The Prelude.
I love it.
It's a blast.
It happens every single Sunday morning. So you're here with us, speaking of mornings. This is probably the earliest, though, that you have to get up and talk.
It's still dark time.
Yeah. Yeah. See, now do you understand why I waited outside in the car?
Yeah, I mean, there were just bears, like, just running at... Like, it
you
was
never
really
know.
An adventure trying to get into the studio from the parking lot this morning.
Think about how dark it is now, and that was how we spotted a giant black bear.
I would have peed my pants.
Yeah.
I don't know how you did that.
It was terrifying! So, for those that don't know what we're talking about, it's been a few months now, I feel like.
But the emotional damage has lasted.
Yeah, it has lasted. Teo and I stumbled across a ginormous black bear in our park here at 5:45 in the morning. That was fun.
Does it make you feel like Indiana Jones? Like now every time you get out of the car, what adventures await us on the way to the studio?
It kind of does. I'm definitely aware of my surroundings.
Of course, you know what's funny? Yeah. The next morning when I was coming to work at like 8... I was like checking all the trees, like, I wonder if there's bears there. My heart rate actually did start going up. So it's something to consider as you're walking around this morning.
And it's dark. You never know.
Bears.
Random people in parking lots.
Ugh.
So I was saying, I can tell what day it is by what cars are in the parking lot. I always feel safe on Friday because there's that ginormous sheriff's car. I'm assuming there's got to be a men's Bible study.
The car's there. I mean, he's totally going to be there for you.
Yes. Protecting, serving, all of those things.
Always.
Dude, it is Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a very special Friday. Today is Valentine's Day.
What does that mean for you?
We're going to talk about love. We have so much today.
I know. I'm so excited. I'm really excited to talk to Caleb Brakey today.
Yeah, Caleb Brakey, author of Dating Like Airplanes. Now, you read his book.
Okay. You can't say that because this is a very, like, it looks like a small book.
Right.
But it's packed. Like, not only, like, the pages don't have small print,
it's
but there's
full of words.
Some deep stuff going on the first couple chapters. And I was like, I can't read through this in 2 weeks.
You've got this.
I was applying it as I was reading it.
That's okay.
It was great.
That is good.
Dating like airplanes. That sounds kind of funny because airplanes don't date. But it's a concept that he's talking about with, instead of falling in love and getting hurt and like getting so injured and all these awful things happen, how to actually uphold yourself in a way that's not going to leave you so burned and so injured.
Why fall in love when you can fly?
And you're making it sound so cheesy, but it's good.
Stop. That's a subtitle.
It's good.
I have a date tonight, so I'm excited. I should read that book before my date.
Yeah, the whole thing. Just go for it. I mean,
yeah. It's pretty cool. Chrissy's going to watch the kids for me. And,
gosh. Not okay. No. Where's the buzzer?
I'm dating my wife. We're going on a date, and I'm excited because it's Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
Now, speaking of Valentine's Day, Caleb's going to give us the fluffy, cute, we're going to date with grace, right?
Yeah.
Date with style.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. I'll take it.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. He's not that fluffy.
That's good, though.
Okay.
It just seems very, like, cutesy.
It's not.
His book is called Dating Like Airplanes.
Okay, the story of how he fell in love with his wife is super fluffy, but everything that happened afterward is kind of like,
he can't fall in love with his wife. His subtitle is, Why Fall in Love When You Can Fly?
Okay, I'm sorry. When he flew in love with his wife. No. He fell first, and then he flew.
Okay.
That's how he's able to write this book.
There you go. All right.
I'm glad we figured that
out.
We'll
talk about that. In fact, that's coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. Mm-hmm. Just kidding. The 8 o'clock hour.
Seven fifteen,
his time.
This whole time, you had that calendar invite in my email for 7 a.m.
My bad.
Okay.
Yeah, that's coming up at 8:15, mm-hmm. And then in the 9 o'clock hour, it's a good thing I scheduled this one for 9.
That would have been awkward.
Yeah, we're gonna be talking to Crystal Walker and Phoebe Thompson. They're the authors of Desperate in D.C., Money, Marriage, and Manners in Washington D.C., and they have two very different takes on Valentine's Day. Yeah.
Do you believe in love?
One does. One is a cynic, and one believes it's all just, you know, commercialism and whatever, and the other one's super fluffy and cutesy and in love. So we're gonna have a little Valentine's debate.
That's really exciting.
Yeah. Valentine's Day bait.
No matter what side of Valentine's Day you're on,
yeah,
this day is for you.
This day is totally for you. So, of course, we've got great music. We've got the normal things coming up at 6:45, birthdays. If you would like to get a birthday shout-out in, studio@mystaticradio.com. You can also tweet us, #birthdays.
Hold on, it's at the most epic part
of
the song.
Yeah, it's Valentine's Day, people. We're going to get all lovey-dovey. Maybe not.
No, I'm not.
Okay. Yeah, that's coming up. Of course, 6:30 breaking news. Are you prepared to be in news?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm so excited to do this.
Okay.
Let me go find my news.
Okay, good. All right, that's on the way. But first, that great music I promised.
Oh, yeah.
This is the latest from the fold. It's a different kind of disease. On Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Turn on the news.
I have a little news flash.
We interrupt for this breaking news.
In Brazil.
Uh-huh.
84-year-old woman discovered to be carrying a 44-year-old fetus. Sears is introducing drive-through windows.
Oh, that's good.
You want fries at the old fridge? Derek Jeter says he's retiring after this season.
I was very sad.
See your bro.
That's what everybody asks me. Oh, dude, are you related to Derek Jeter? No.
Heard he's getting replaced by Jimmy Fallon.
Oh, you know what? I watched the Tonight Show finale. Did you watch
it?
So
sad.
I seriously, like, welled up. I started to cry. I'm not even, like, the biggest Jay Leno fan. When I watch the Tonight Show, because I can't watch anything anymore because I don't stay up that late, I did watch Leno a lot over Letterman. But
you didn't
now,
even realize it.
Then I met Chrissy, and Chrissy watches Letterman.
Oh.
Like, True Blue Letterman.
Okay.
I got pretty weepy when he was trying to say goodbye and he just couldn't do it and he was crying his eyes out.
For 22 years.
Yeah, 22 years.
I was like, that's my life. Almost.
Yeah. Wow.
Almost.
Yep, and then everybody else just felt old just now, so thanks for that.
So my goal today is to totally just make you feel awful. No, okay. Just kidding. Okay, next thing on this news thing.
All right.
Man obsessed with Donald Trump was arrested at his Midtown office.
Oh.
Creepy. 10-year-old girl. This is funny. 10-year-old girl drove an SUV through the wall of a Colorado DMV.
How is that funny?
Because she's not old enough to drive.
Ah, yes. Very ironic. Was she trying to get her license?
There's no details. It's breaking news. We got to wait for those details to come.
Ah.
So cable giants Comcast and Time Warner are merging.
Yeah.
You think that has anything to do with the Illuminati?
Probably because I already feel like they own everything. Because if I call to complain about my cable service, what am I really going to do? I can't not have internet.
People are
going to
show up.
Come on.
At your door in the darkness.
Like, yeah. Yeah.
What are you complaining about? Senator Rand Paul is suing the Obama administration.
Wow.
The whole administration. Good luck, bro. Sinkhole under a Kentucky Corvette museum. Saw this picture yesterday. Swallowed 8 Corvettes. Yeah.
Wow.
You like see it and then like they're just kind of peeking out like, hey, we're stuck down here. Yeah. And finally, naked man entered a Chicago McDonald's.
Well, that's okay.
He's from that church.
He could be from that church. Did you see that?
No!
It's really creepy.
Do not want to see that.
Whitetail Chapel.
You know what, though? Like,
in Ivor, Virginia.
You guys were talking about it, and I saw the picture of the church, which is tiny.
Yeah.
It looks like an extravagant outhouse.
It really does.
So
I mean,
that
it's that typical Virginia-looking church, though, with, like, okay. That you would see in a movie.
Yeah.
The, like, white, you know, wooded whatever and paneling, and then you got the little steeple. And
all the people inside.
Yeah.
Whatever they're doing.
Yeah. Remember when you were a kid and you would do the, like, here's a church, here's a steeple.
Open yeah, I always got it wrong.
See all the people or whatever.
I didn't have the attention span to finish this.
But you had to do this, didn't you? I think you had to do this because you had to have the fingers folded. Here's a church. Here's a steeple. Open it up and see all the people.
Oh, yeah.
And you didn't even have to put clothes on your fingers because it's the
Whitetail
Chapel.
Church.
It's that church.
Makes sense.
It totally makes sense.
So really, this whole time, it was just like this crazy foreshadow, this prophecy, really, that we were, you know.
What would have been amazing is if the pastor had used that. Because his logic already is really skewed. If you missed us talking about this week,
great
a church has decided the nude worship is the new thing because Jesus was born nude. He was crucified nude. And when he rose, he left behind that robe that he was wrapped in.
Okay.
The cloth.
I get
so
it.
Because of that, obviously, he had to have been nude. And so
totally,
that's their logic.
Yeah.
So they are laying it all bare, literally, before the Lord. And I would have loved to have seen the pastor get up there and say, look, from the time of babes.
Oh my goodness.
Here's the church. Here's the steeple. Open it up. See all the
people.
It's a prophecy. Look,
you know what?
My fingers are unclothed.
It would have like hit you, your heart, in a way that connected with your childhood.
Yeah.
It probably would have been more effective.
And you're like, nude worship, shoot.
Totally.
Yeah.
Minus that whole thing about Adam and Eve in the garden where God had to, you know, kill other innocent animals to cover them in his
cover them
because,
yeah.
Covering.
Because they knew that they were naked and they were embarrassed and ashamed.
Which just kind of goes to show you have to be... Just because somebody says something with a lot of gusto doesn't really mean they're right. Which is why... How a lot of pastors, I think, that are kind of, you know, heretical and on the edge and sketchy, slip a lot of things past you. So just pay attention to what people are saying.
Yeah.
You could end up at that church if you don't, is what we're saying. And we just don't want you there.
I feel like I have to answer this phone call, even though it's breaking news, because I feel like... I know who it
Better
is. I'm hoping. Static.
Hey.
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 So, Whitetail Chapel. I don't know if you guys saw this in the story, but it's part of Whitetail Nude Resort.
Ah!
Even weirder.
They're already nudish there, and they're probably just going, well, I already saw so-and-so on the buffet line naked. What's the big deal to go to church with them naked?
Yeah.
But my
all things to all people.
I'm just saying they are at a nude resort, so
that makes a little more.
No, I'm sorry, my
no.
flags are
no,
going
no,
off.
No, 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 no. I'm not saying it makes more sense. I'm just saying they're at a nude resort. You're a church, at a nude resort.
This is true.
Kind of setting yourself up for this issue.
So. Unfortunately, scripture does not change no matter how you.
There you go. I love it. Thank you.
Thank you.
What? Come on, all things to all people.
No! Do you want me to start getting into these last little epistles at the end of my Bible here about how the church is to be run?
He became like the Jew, even though he himself wasn't under law. To the nudist colony, he bore it all. Even though he himself wore clothes normally.
Are we getting into scripture war right now?
No.
Because we're not even very good at it. We're not even quoting the references at all.
This is true.
That's wrong.
I know.
You can feel it in your heart, and God has said that, you know, in your heart.
So yeah.
There's some verse in there that's about that.
You know. So, what else we got? Anything?
Yeah, there's something wrong with selfies.
Okay.
How often do you talk about selfies?
About them? I feel like never.
Great!
Okay.
We should talk about selfies.
Okay.
Because they're wreaking havoc everywhere. But I have this theory about selfies. But first, I'll tell you what's going on.
I'm trying to think if I've ever even taken a selfie.
You have taken selfies before.
What?
Yes.
Okay.
You have, and I've seen you do it.
Maybe two in my life.
Maybe two. Actually, they are banning selfies at a gym.
Good!
A Swedish gym. Mainly for the safety of other people in the locker room so that they don't accidentally get, you know, like a photo bomb and somebody else is there in somebody else's picture. So they're banning them there. And also, this burglar, really funny. Selfie led detectives to a suspect in a burglary of a Southern California church. What happened was he robbed it, forgot his phone at the church,
Oh, man.
They found his phone, and they found his selfies, and posted the selfies, and his neighbors were like, oh, yeah, that's this guy.
Wow.
Your vanity will get to you.
So we shouldn't ban selfies.
Well, you shouldn't rob churches.
You know where they need to ban selfies? In airports.
Really?
Because what would happen if you're taking a selfie and somebody runs up behind and goes, photo bomb! And then somebody else goes, bomb! And then it's all over and you go to prison over a selfie.
You're toast.
Because you were trying to be the funny guy photobombing people and now you're in prison.
You know what's so funny is how everybody is in so much, like they're fervently in denial that they take selfies.
I know
you take selfies.
I'm in denial. I'm going through my phone.
You know how I know you take selfies?
Yeah.
It's because whenever we take a picture, you put it on your face. And you got your little miniature duck lips that are like...
Whatever.
You practice.
Okay, I'm looking. I'm
if
looking through my Instagram.
If you don't take selfies, you at least practice in the mirror at home. It's your dead
if
giveaway.
There are other people in the photo, does it count? Like, that's not a selfie, right? That's like a groupie. Like, if you're with... Like, I'm with my wife. It's a groupie. I'm coming up with something. Hashtag groupie.
That's totally a selfie picture.
That's not a selfie.
You are taking it of yourself. It is a selfie picture.
I don't even know if I took it or if Chrissy took it. There's multiple people in this picture.
You took it. Otherwise, it would have been at her eye level, not yours.
Ah.
I'm a selfie scientist.
So that counts?
Yeah.
I've taken groupies. I refuse to say I've taken a single solitary selfie. There's not one photo in here where it's just me by myself.
Honestly, Don and I were talking about this the other morning.
Okay.
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 It's okay if it's not like every picture in your Instagram or on your Facebook. It's like
35 weeks ago.
Here's me.
35 weeks ago,
I
took
a selfie.
I'm just saying.
Just because you don't post it doesn't mean we don't know that that's what you're
up to. I know.
I
did that 35 weeks ago to show off my gorgeous mustache.
I'm so glad that it's gone.
I apologize. You were saying about you and Don.
No, well, just
you're
that
proving that I'm
the
right.
The only way that we think that they have accrued so much hate is because some people overdo it, and like every picture on their Instagram or every post that they have, or if not, maybe every other is like, "This is me this morning. Do you like my makeup?
Yeah.
Or check out my muscles." So it's cool every once in a while. And honestly, I did this whole break about this on the afternoons once. I was just like, you know what? I understand that we can get. You know, some people interpret selfies to be really like vain and conceited, and which is true. There's definitely a huge percentage of people that post selfies that it is out of vanity and conceit.
It's because it's that same hold on.
Uh-oh.
Selfie at the dentist.
See?
Here's the deal. 80 weeks ago. So there was a solid 45 weeks in between selfies.
I don't know why you're
45 weeks.
Doesn't
That's
matter.
Almost a year.
You're still taking
this
them.
Just in. Breaking news.
Gosh. You're still taking them.
I only take one selfie a year, and that is within legal parameters to still have my man card. One.
I was just going to go on this whole spiel about how it's not that bad.
Crap. I have third one from 93 weeks ago because I was sunburned. Look at the V. Super sunburned.
V-neck. You were wearing a V-neck. Meaning you were being hipster. You were having a crazy day, sir. Were you
Hey,
not?
Wait. What is
no!
happening?
No! Steve has this thing
Hashtag
about
selfie. Hashtag V-neck. What the what?
Being a hipster. And we're trying to tell him every day, dude, just accept it.
I'm not a hipster.
You're not fully there, but there's elements of you that are. Anyway, back to the whole selfie thing.
All right.
Well, a lot of people, it can be out of conceit.
Yeah.
Honestly, my heart, and I don't know if you can share this or not, but... Yeah. I actually, and this is going to sound really cheesy, but I love when other people actually do feel good about themselves.
Yeah, it's okay
you know?
To feel good about yourself.
Because so much of like the selfie hate is like, gosh, they're so conceitable, blah, blah, but it's like, you know what? What if they actually have gone through a really hard time in life and they're actually just feeling like, I feel pretty.
I will tell you right now, if I look at your Instagram feed, not yours, but if somebody, if I'm like debating, because I don't follow a lot of people. So if I do follow you, I'm like, I'm going to check your Instagram first, and I'll scroll down. If there's, like, even two selfies on the same row, I'm like, out.
See, and I'm totally opposite.
Out.
I'll follow you, and I'll like pretty much most of your selfies. If I miss them, I'm sorry.
But... Selfies, kittens, babies. Out!
I support, unless they're blurry.
Yeah.
So one of us can follow you.
I am totally hypocritical, because I take plenty of pictures of Brody, but he's cute. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he's a cute kid.
He's an adorable child.
He's a baby model.
Yeah. Yeah.
His little eyes.
Gerber.
Yeah.
Not really.
Just wanted to say I support your selfie.
Whatever.
Because God did make you beautiful. He made
you
humans
beautiful.
Beautiful. He made the world aesthetically pleasing.
I've taken 3 selfies in the last 2 years on my Instagram.
I think you need to take more. You're not appreciating God's work.
I'm not.
No.
I appreciate mustaches, apparently. V-neck sunburns.
Being in denial about being a halfway hipster.
Yeah. Can't do it. No time. We don't have time to take this. Which makes me sad, because I wonder who you are.
I'm sorry.
All right. So is that our breaking news?
That's it.
Good breaking
news.
What's
going on in the world?
Well, we do this every single weekday at 6:45. If you would like to get a shout-out in, studio at mystaticradio.com. Are you ready for this war that is?
I'm so ready. Well, no, I'm not ready, but I know I have to be.
It's a very special day because, one, it's Valentine's Day. Two, on Fridays, we get to find out what the flashback is. Without further ado, birthdays! Birthdays!
Kind of a special flashback today.
There he is!
Like, where? Oh. Oh, snap.
Okay, so we've done Phil Collins, we've done Genesis, we're not doing that. Today we're going back to your favorite love songs of all time. You might get some upbeat stuff like this, you might get something like...
This song.
You better know the song.
Oh, you'll know them. We'll go more in depth throughout the morning. You might get something like...
No!
Yes! I know the song!
Okay,
song.
Your favorite love songs of all time for your Valentine.
Please,
that's our flashback. Have fun with that.
So who ripped off who? Can you hear the Stuck on You?
Please leave the song on, Steve.
Stuck on You.
Yeah, watch. If you hear that riff, Mino's Stuck on You.
You mean Lionel Richie?
Down. Yeah. Listen to that riff, and then listen to Stuck on You by Lionel Richie.
Uh-huh.
Who ripped off whose riff?
Really? You really think Slow Hand ripped off anybody?
No, I do not, which makes me sad, because that means Lionel Richie ripped off Eric Clapton.
I don't know. And, you know, actually, Lionel's got, he's got a lot of stuff you could probably go to.
Oh, Lionel.
So, throughout the morning, you'll hear your favorite love songs.
Down with that. Down with
you
that.
Guys have favorites?
Mine's gonna be all 90s, and that's probably
that's
all
right. That's a flashback.
Mine and Chrissy's song. Got this feeling down deep in my soul.
Happy Valentine's Day, you
this
guys.
Is what mom listens
to. I'm on my way.
Yeah. All right.
It's happening.
It's time for birthdays. Someone's birthday is on Valentine's Day.
Pretty cool.
Yep. 45th day of 2014, 320 days remaining. And today, it's Meg Tilly, older sister to Jennifer Tilly.
Hey. Jennifer Tilly, she's like really squinty-eyed.
Jennifer Tilly was the client on Liar Liar.
I'll look it up.
Yeah.
Y'all got to keep in mind, I'm going to ask you that probably for every person.
Oh, of course.
Meg Tilly celebrating her birthday.
Meg Tilly.
She is... 49. You can't look her up yet.
I want to see her face.
But if you see her face, you'll see her
yeah,
age.
Yeah, her age is there, too.
Well, don't worry. The internet's not working. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Welcome to that computer, 1997.
Just throw it out there.
What did you say?
48.
42.
54.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think, Steve-O, you'll probably know who this is. I knew who it was. From Access Hollywood and The Insider, also a TV personality, sportscaster.
Pat O'Brien. Nuh-uh.
Yep.
Any person named Pat, I feel like, has to be over the age of 60.
Yeah, he's got glasses and a mustache.
Yeah. 60. He's got a good voice.
56. Oh, no way! All right, yeah. I got to give you the rooster All music right. because, you know, it's your first birthday. Here you go. One, two, three, four! Congratulations. You did it.
I would just like to sing the Academy...
I don't even know who Pat O'Brien is.
Pat O'Brien.
Doesn't matter. She got it.
Today.
Yeah.
And Jesus. All right.
I think it was either back in the 70s or 80s. This show started on Friday nights. It was a news magazine. And the guy would open up the show. He'd say, I'm Hugh Downs. And this is 2020.
Ah.
Wow.
TV personality Hugh Downs celebrating a birthday. Barbara Walters spent a lot of time on 2020.
Barbara Wawa.
Barbara Wawa. Did a lot of great interviews.
You guys are weird.
Just kidding.
You're great.
So obviously, if he started 2020, he's got to be like
72.
73.
Hugh Downs turns 93 today.
Hey, I was closelier than you were.
Closelier than you. Okay, not a long-lived TV show, and I don't even know if you'll know who this is, but the show was called Wise Guy. The guy played Vinny Terranova on Wise Guy.
He must be
cop
old.
Drama.
Yeah.
His name's Ken Wall.
Ken Wall!
You'd know him if you saw him. Tall, dark, and handsome.
Tall, dark, and handsome.
You know why this is ridiculous?
Huh?
It's not even... You're not even capable of taking an educated guess. You're just judging off their names.
Yeah, Ken Wall. And the fact that there was a short-lived TV show in, like, the 80s.
This is not good scholarship 30. For me.
I'm going to say 55. Way off.
Oh, gosh. What's his name again?
Ken Wall. Is she really looking him up?
82.
No. Just 57. You were close, Steve-O.
I was close.
You were.
I was off by two. You should have gone with me.
Now, those who've taken those family vacations to Nevada, to that big city in the desert.
Oh, that one place?
Yep.
Okay.
They may have seen...
We're talking about Reno?
Totally. Teller of Penn and Teller.
Oh, yeah.
Celebrating a birthday today.
That's the one that doesn't speak, right?
Who are these people?
Penn and Teller? They're like the two magicians. One's like got a bigger stock here.
Sure, I've seen pictures of them at some point in my life.
The little guy who doesn't talk, I think.
64.
53.
66.
Oh.
You're doing all right. You are doing all right, Celeste. Nicely done.
Thanks.
All right. Let's see here. Oh, yeah. You guys may have seen this show.
Here's the story. They're reuniting.
I've seen this probably a couple
There's
times.
A big old reunion in the works.
Oh, gosh. Who is it? All of them had
hair of gold. Is anyone going to guess who it is?
Their mother. No. I don't know any of their real names.
Really? Yes, you do.
Sandy Blood.
Florence Henderson.
Florence Henderson.
Yeah!
Celebrating a birthday.
It's the mom, and that's the only one I know.
The mom?
Yes, that was Mrs. Brady.
She's alive still. That's a surprise.
Oh, she was just on like Old Navy commercials.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like this is really old.
Yeah, so I'm going to say Florence, you young lady have got to be 76.
64.
She's turning 80.
Wow!
Yeah.
80.
She doesn't look 80. She still looks like 50 or something, doesn't she?
Yeah.
Maybe 60.
Pretty good.
Still.
Good job, Florence.
Did you guys ever watch that show?
Of course.
Did you?
Yeah.
We had to learn the song for choir in sixth grade.
Really?
So I watched a couple episodes.
I'm telling you, like, that show, the monkeys, they were all on, I think it was Nick, at either Nick at Night or someone.
The
you know
monkeys?
What I mean?
Yeah.
I watched all, the monkeys!
What?
Oh.
Oh, dear.
Hey, keep
I'm making
in mind,
you watch the
there
monkeys.
Is a whole audience of people that identifies with
this
me.
This is very true. Oh.
I really like this song.
This song reminds me of, like, my favorite Disney movie. It's called Meet the Robinsons.
Yeah, I never saw it.
Oh, my gosh.
Everybody I know, like, turns into a baby with that movie.
This is actually from the Meet the Robinsons soundtrack.
It is. And it's so good. So does that mean it's Rob Thomas's birthday?
Yes, it is.
I know this person.
Oh, why would you change that?
Oh, I know, my heart just kind of...
Rob Thomas.
The bottom dropped out.
Matchbox 20.
36.
We'll always have the Meet the Robinson soundtrack song.
I take it back.
Ugh.
35. I don't know.
He is...
38. 42.
Oh, yeah. Whoa, really?
Yeah, they're getting up there.
Dude, think about how old I am, and then that's how I compare it
You're
to
not
everybody
old.
Else. I know, but I mean, he's definitely older than me.
Okay.
Like me.
Yeah, like Steve.
Yeah, I don't
like
picture you as old either.
All right, we are to dates.
Ooh.
On right. this date, in what year, in New York City, James Knox Polk... became the first serving president of the United States to have his photograph taken.
Every time I see your face,
do you know anything about presidents?
No.
I don't either.
I know my history teacher said, those who don't know history are doomed to repeat it.
Yes.
Oh, well, you'll repeat Polk, I guess.
I guess I'm going to be making some bad decisions, y'all.
He was around... Good old Well, thank you. Okay, first president to have his photograph taken.
I'm sorry, Mr.
President. President selfie.
I wasn't paying attention.
First president selfie. Think about when photography came around.
Oh, yeah. That's much better. I still don't know. 1868.
1907.
1849.
Ah! Wow, I was close.
Yep, you were.
It's been around a lot longer than I thought.
All right. I didn't get music for this. I'll just leave it here.
All right.
The United States flag, grand old flag, she's a high-flying flag, forever in peace may she wave.
Yeah.
Was formally recognized by a foreign naval vessel for the first time when French Admiral blah, 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 blah. Wow, you should see this guy's name. Rendered a 9-gun salute to USS Ranger, commanded by John Paul Jones.
Sadly, the French didn't realize that it looked like they were firing upon the U.S. Therefore, the U.S. took action. That's why the French never take part in anything again, because all of the men on ship were lost at sea.
Be nice.
So you know when this happened?
No, I just made all of that up. That didn't really happen.
What year was that? What year was that the French said, hey, that's an American flag?
17-something. I think French people all lived in the 1700s.
Like. Yeah, you could be right because, you know, 1776,
17.
Country came about. It's got to be after that.
17.
Because there wouldn't be an American flag yet. Wouldn't Betsy, 17. Come on, sew that up.
Oh, God.
You're a lady.
I'm sorry, Mr.
You know
Martin.
Everything about women and sewing stuff, right?
Can't do this.
No?
Stop okay. it. I'm gonna...
1792.
93.
1778.
Oh, dang it!
I was... really just need to go with that first instinct. Your brain really... It's true.
I know.
On this date in what year? Oregon was admitted as the 33rd U.S. state.
Oh, poo.
Oh, Oregon. Who's Oregon? Just kidding.
Man, America.
America.
Well, New Mexico became a state in 1912.
Well, and what do you remember where we are on that list? That was
33rd. We're one of the last ones.
That was 33rd. Like, you know.
No, we were farther than 33rd.
No, I know. Oregon was 33. Okay. Didn't you just say?
Yes.
Okay. Stop throwing me off!
So go back to Mike. To
so 1837.
Yeah, 1850.
10 years after the gold rush in California, Oregon became a state in 1859. All right, so on this date in what year, our neighbors to the west, Arizona, was admitted as the 48th U.S. state.
Ooh.
Ah.
1920. Life is young,
where the wide, wide world is waiting.
1917.
1912. Ah! When were we admitted?
Same year.
Oh.
Yep.
Dang.
There you go. Now you know.
Okay.
Okay, so on this date in what year, Alexander Graham Bell and Alicia Gray applied for a patent for the telephone.
When did the telephone get invented? A lot of stuff happened on Valentine's Day, man.
You should really know this.
You know why? It's because the scientists were busy being scientists and not being lovers. So they were inventing things, and all of the dummies were procreating. And
see, this is
the
a bad
really
message
smart inventor
that you're
people.
Sending. You're basically telling people not to fall in love and to just
why
neglect,
fall in love when you can fly?
Neglect
right?
your significant other and go make something. You're telling people to go to work, and that's wrong.
No,
it's
if you're married,
Day.
You can be creative.
Come on now,
create, like
telephone patent.
Sorry, 1942.
1942. The
no,
telephone.
I just thought of a number. I don't even know what we're talking about anymore.
1927.
No.
1876.
Or 1876.
Yeah.
What are we talking about now?
The telephone.
Oh, goodness.
I hate it.
All right. On this date in what year IBM was founded?
Ooh. Why do you love me? 1950. What? 72.
1924.
Wow.
That's yeah. Closer than you.
Crazy.
I guess they were doing computer stuff.
I like, guess they were using some kind of a punchboard abacus hybrid or something.
Just so you know, I've been keeping track in my mind. It's not really even about who gets it right. It's just who's closer to getting it right. And I'm so winning.
Yeah.
Okay, so
are.
Today, you guys?
You are. Yeah.
Today is Library Lover's Day.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, I was a volunteer at the library.
Now here's a question. Does this mean you love the library or you and your lover go to the library?
Yeah, no. I was going to say, man, that's a really odd day.
Okay, it's have a heart day, which kind of makes sense.
Because we all have one? I don't know. I've met some heart, people that...
Heart, Valentine, come on.
Oh, okay, right.
It's Race Relations Day.
Huh. What does that mean?
That means the IndyCar racers and the stock car racers get along.
That's right. Richard Petty recently came out and like trashed Danica Patrick, so he needs to hug it out with her today.
Okay. It's Singles Awareness Day and Singles Appreciation Day.
And that's exactly why we have Celeste as my co-host.
Why are you broadcasting this? I'm not like a piece of meat on the meat market for sale.
No,
if anyone
single.
Sends me flowers, I will send them back. I'm not interested.
Okay, it's World Marriage Day.
Oh, cool.
Hey, love.
Super important day today.
Yeah.
You guys.
Yep.
It is Pet Theft Awareness Day.
Oh.
Yeah, that happened to me once.
Did it?
Somebody stole a pet of yours?
Okay, well, this is what happened.
Were you aware of it?
Yes. My mom gave her away.
Ah, so it
was... But she was mine and not my mom's gave away, so I call it a theft.
Okay.
Took her.
Makes sense.
And as we've already mentioned, today is Flashback Friday. Yeah. It is your favorite love songs of all time. It's Valentine's Day. And that is all.
Oh, Valentine's Day. I love you, Flashback Friday.
Bye, Mr. Oz. Tonight is
very clear. Peter Cetera, everyone.
We can turn it up.
Oh my gosh, it's Peter Cetera. We are going to play all the jams. In fact, if you would like to throw a love song request out there,
make sure it's appropriate.
Facebook.com/mystaticradio.
Family friendly.
Oh man. I don't know. I got some Foreigner in there, some Paul Young. Got the Turtles in there, some Percy Sledge. We're going to get to some Train, some McCartney, some Hall & Oates.
Train?
Yeah,
like
dude.
Train.
You think I don't have the love songs? Oh, I've got the hits. Oh, snap.
If you turn this song off, I'll probably start crying. So please let it get a decent amount of way through the song. Thank you.
It is Flashback Friday. It's Valentine's Day. Coming up, we're going to be talking to Caleb Brakey, the author of Dating Like Airplanes. So we're going to help you with your dating life. We're also going to be talking with a few ladies. They crack me up every time we have them on the show.
I'm really excited to talk to them.
One is a cynic and one is a lover. Crystal Walker and Phoebe Thompson, they're the authors of a book.
So what we've been saying is no matter what way you feel about Valentine's Day today,
we got you covered.
We're going to take care of you.
Yes.
So stick around.
Of course, we're going to be breaking hearts in the background with incredible love songs all morning.
Breaking hearts.
Of course, Sam Swan will also be in.
Actually, he's right there.
Yeah.
Hi, Sam.
It's the Baptist.
He's not looking at me.
It's Valentine's Day. We're keeping it clean, and he will ensure it. He's got his Bible. He's going to make sure everybody's leaving room for the Holy Spirit.
Kind of whop us over the head. Stop it.
I used to go to those dances. This song would not be acceptable.
Nope.
All right. Quick break. Coming up, Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention in New Mexico. And Valentine's Day.
It's going to be a love day. It's going to be okay. I promise.
Steve Moss Morning Party.
Right now.
Static.
Welcome back.
Now back to Team Awesome Morning Party on Static Radio.
It is Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's
Day. All right. Team Awesome Morning Party.
Hey.
Steve Owen and Celeste hanging out with you.
Hey.
We don't get to do this often.
It's kind of fun.
I know. I like it.
Should send them away more often.
I know.
Bye, guys. Just kidding.
Teo's away. Mitch has got her own show to deal with. Of course, so do you.
Yeah.
I made her get up early yesterday. It's your turn.
Okay, I'm happy.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Of course, Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention in New Mexico joining us.
Good morning.
Happy Valentine's
Day,
buddy.
Happy Valentine's Day. Is that awkward for two guys to say Happy Valentine's Day to each other?
Not at all. I sent chocolates and flowers to Mateo out on tour.
Oh. Well, so. That's not awkward at all.
Are you serious?
I shouldn't say that because I don't think he's received them yet.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're going to ruin the surprise because he's definitely
sorry,
listening.
He's definitely listening.
No, I did not send him chocolates
he's
and
probably
flowers
like, what?
Today. Yeah.
Oh, no. He would be all excited and disappointed that he didn't get them
yeah.
if it was
all
real.
Excited.
Yeah.
That did not happen. He is currently out on the road. Why would I give him anything good right now? I was supposed to be
are
there
you
with
mad
him.
Oh, I
I'm
see
sad.
What's
we are both
on.
Sad because originally I was really planning on like doing merch for this run of shows uh-huh. for House of Heroes, but then everybody else took vacation.
So you had to stay.
So I had to stay.
Hard being the boss.
I had to stay.
You gotta stay behind so, with the ship as it sinks.
Yeah. Yeah.
When you're in charge, you take it on the chin, baby.
So he's away from me right now. That's okay.
That's so sad.
He just feels so far away. See what I did there?
I see it.
See what I did
very
there?
Very good.
Yep.
Very nice.
He'll be back Monday. It's no bigs.
You are a radio professional.
It's making Chrissy a little crazy because we've been texting like every 3 minutes.
Oh, really?
She's like, yeah. Who are you texting?
She's like, are you serious? Like, you guys can't go like 3 hours without, I mean, you're
wow.
always together.
You guys are
I thought
attached.
You guys would get sick of each other. We're like, nope.
That is awesome.
Never. So, you know. Man!
That's cute.
Yeah. It is Friday. It's Valentine's Day. We're taking your love requests.
Love requests.
Well, hold on. Song requests.
Oh.
We're yeah, not genies. That's going to like, here's your person.
That's true. That
important
if I
clarification.
Had that power,
yeah. Yes. Thanks for that, Celeste.
I would, but I don't. So.
Yes.
Sorry.
We. That's a good word.
Yeah.
Which is funny because Time Magazine, they put out this app. We talked about this yesterday in the afternoons. It'll tell you when to get married.
Really?
Yeah. And they had to put this disclaimer like, we're not telling you who to marry. I'm not going to come up with somebody. But they'll say, what it does is it analyzes your Facebook feed with your friends, looks at when all of them got married and says, you should probably be married 4 years ago, so when you were like 18.
Is that, so, wouldn't that be depressing?
Wow. Yeah, it actually is, and I totally didn't do it, so I don't know when I should have been married.
Wow. Yeah, I wouldn't.
So
I wouldn't do that.
So I heard today's okay. Single Awareness Day.
It is Awareness Day.
I got that got me thinking about something.
We are very aware.
You know, we're Americans are big on acronyms.
Yeah. Yes.
So think about this: Single Awareness Day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sad.
Oh,
Sam.
Oh,
I can
sorry.
Hear you.
I'm sorry, Celeste.
Man.
I'm sorry.
I forgot
there was a single in the room.
Yeah,
just kidding.
Yeah,
it's not your day, kidding. Celeste.
It's my day.
We are aware of you in the room.
No. So it's not so the singles know that they're single. It's everyone else knows. Oh, they're single.
Everyone
that's
is
right.
Aware of your
be
downfall.
Aware. They're out there,
and you got to say it with that little. Oh, you're single.
Yeah. They're a little crazy. They had a little twitch in their eye.
That's right.
It's gonna be okay. It's gonna be okay.
You'll make it. Because you can discover what love is.
I'm
you
happy really with my can. Oatmeal right now.
Yeah.
We're good. Right, oatmeal?
505-338-3700. Or, of course, facebook.com/mystaticradio. We'll shoot out some love requests. We'll play, you know.
Love song
requests.
I'm going to clarify this.
You're going to get us in trouble.
I am going to get us in trouble. Static!
Hey, what's going on, guys? You're taking song requests?
Yep.
Why not?
Can we listen to that song, Radioactive?
Ooh. Radioactive.
Yeah.
And then I want to shout out to Pool Boy and Cruces from the Men's Home.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Very cool. Shout out to Pool Boy. All right, man. Thanks for the request. All right.
God bless. Love you guys.
Love you too, man.
Love you too.
That song is so good.
Well, I was about to crack a joke, and then he got serious and dedicated to someone.
Yeah, me too.
You know... I'm glad he dedicated that to a friend, not like, this one goes out to my wife.
This goes out to my ex.
So it's called Radioactive, because you're toxic, girl. No?
Because you're toxic.
No. Now I got Britney Spears in my head.
Static!
Hey, guys. Pat from Las Cruces.
Hey!
What's going on?
Long time no hear, bruh.
I know. I've been busy.
Dude.
What you been doing, Pat?
You know, work as usual.
He works with motorcycles, so you've got one of the coolest jobs in the world.
Is that really work? Isn't that more joy?
I know, right?
Yeah.
But it's fun. I can't complain. I can't complain. It is fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to dedicate a song to my beautiful bride.
Okay.
And too bad Mateo's not there. I did this last year, too. Summer Song by Waverly.
Oh, Summer Song. I'm going to have to dig that up.
You'd be proud, dude, right?
Man, I haven't heard that since last Valentine's Day.
Last Valentine's Day, exactly.
So, Summer Song! Yeah, we
and
will
Matt, I love you.
Have
a good day.
Aww.
You too, Pat.
Good job,
thanks,
Pat.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Pat to his beautiful bride, Annette. Now we're going to have to go find that song.
Yeah.
It is Valentine's Day, after
it
all.
Is.
So
it is.
We will get the requests in, Radioactive, for sure.
Yes.
I love that song. We have to do that song. But being that it is Valentine's Day, of course, we're going to talk about love. We've got a ton of guests today.
I know. I'm so excited.
Love experts.
Yes.
Yes.
So we're talking to Caleb Brakey coming up at 8 o'clock hour, author of this book right here called Dating Like Airplanes. I've been reading this book for the last 2 weeks, Justin Brown, to talk to
And you're
to
still
guy.
Single, so what good is it?
Have you come in for a landing yet, Celeste?
I can't come back with one little witty one-liner for you, because this book is actually, even if you're single or you're dating or you're already even in a relationship, it's like just... Honestly, it seems so much more about, like, trying to take care of your heart in a better way than you
Which
probably
is good.
Oh, that's,
so,
that's good.
No matter where you're at, this is going to be good
Absolutely.
For you. And this guy's kind of a genius, and he's hilarious. So I'm
All
really
right.
excited to talk to Caleb.
A Brakey. Genius, hilarious.
A
hilarious genius.
Genius. And a, yes.
I love that.
Which is
Usually geniuses, key. You know, they're funny.
They're pretty funny.
Yep.
They're pretty hilarious.
Yep.
All right. We'll definitely touch on that in the 8 o'clock hour, 9 o'clock hour. We're going to be talking to a couple of firecrackers, a couple of ladies who they have a blog, live in Washington, D.C., one former journalist for the BBC. That'd be Phoebe. Phoebe and Crystal, they're a duo of epic proportions, and they're going to be talking about the cynicism versus the romanticism that is this day.
Ah.
A well-balanced view.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see.
Because, we'll arrive somewhere in the middle.
I have discovered that sometimes I can be a cynical romanticist.
What does that mean, Sam? That was so deep.
It means I believe in love, but it just hurts. I don't know. I'm just making all that
love,
up.
I believe in love, but it just hurts.
I'm going to write it's like
That's tweetable,
lyrics.
Isn't it? I should tweet that.
I don't know.
Even more
I don't
so.
Know if that
fact,
was like...
Maybe I shouldn't talk anymore.
It's
yeah.
a song.
I'm still trying to decide whether or not that was like genius or just like head-scratchingly dumb.
I believe in love.
Which is genius when you think about it.
But
really,
it
if you think about it, if it causes someone to scratch their head, it's genius. Because what do people do when they're contemplating? They scratch their head.
Ooh.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm
Sam, I'd really like for you to expand on that. What does that mean?
Oh, no, you don't have to. You don't have to expand upon that. I feel like my brain will hurt.
Yes.
All right.
Yes. We're taking your requests all morning long. We're going to talk about love today.
Love.
It's Valentine's Day. I don't think I've ever heard the story of how you met Brenda.
Oh.
I don't think I know that story.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
it's kind of long, but I'll condense it.
Okay. We'll definitely talk about that coming up. We promised Pat from Las Cruces a request to his beautiful wife, Annette. This one goes all the way back to the beginning for Waverly. Summer Song. Dave's wife, Waverly, lead singer.
Mm-hmm.
His wife's name is Summer. This song is for
his
wife. That's why.
I was like, well,
it's a beautiful
we're
song.
There.
Yeah. So this one going out to Pat. Internet, the Lopez clan out in Las Cruces on Valentine's Day. If you want to request, studio at mystaticradio.com or, of course, facebook.com/mystaticradio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Team Awesome Morning Party. Making your morning a little more awesomer. Ist. A little more awesomest.
Happy Valentine's Day, everybody.
It's true.
It's a beautiful day.
Really
Cupid, draw back
You
your
can
bow,
never, ever go wrong with Sam Cooke.
Or Sam Swan.
Or Sam Swan.
Thank you.
There's just something about Sam's.
I'm sure my wife might have a different opinion of that sometimes.
Not today.
Not today. Although
you know, Brody was almost a Sam.
Really?
Jack and Luke were almost a Sam.
Yeah.
I wanted a Sam.
Well, you have a couple more shots. You
now
know.
I have a Sam. You're my Sam.
You can okay. I'll Steve-O, I will be your Sam.
My Samwise, go with me to the mountain, Sam.
I was supposed to be an Adam. They really wanted a boy.
Adam?
And they're like, it's a girl. Celeste, I guess. Whatever.
Well.
Just kidding.
I guess rhymes with Celeste, so I was like, Celeste, I guess.
That doesn't rhyme.
Fits best.
Rhymes with best. Yeah. That's the only one I see.
Now let's get some rest.
Yep.
One of my
sounds good.
One of my grandsons has my name as a middle name.
Really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Sam, what is your middle name?
My middle name is Douglas.
Douglas?
But my grandson's name is Owen Samuel.
Owen Samuel.
Yes. In fact, they're here now. It's my second daughter, Randy, and the twins. They're in Albuquerque right now.
Nice.
When I was the young high school, like, romantic, I already had names. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Ezra Samuel was the name that I seriously thought.
That's a great name.
I know.
Yeah, that's a powerful.
And it never happened.
It still could.
It's a powerful biblical name.
Yes. Yeah. We like those biblical names.
Jack, Luke, and Brody.
Brody. That's cool too. Have you read the Epistle of Brody? It's like the coolest thing ever. It like takes off right where Acts finishes.
Yes.
It's like the more current church. So we've got these like spotlights and haze machines.
They're like, look, brah.
That's how current churches
worship.
Run off of the Epistle of Brody. It's so cool.
Man, yeah, I gotta go to that church.
Yeah,
I gotta
maybe
go to
not,
that church.
Maybe not.
It's a new canon of scripture.
Wow. There you go.
Static.
Hey, good morning. It's Sunny.
Hey, Sunny.
Hey, Sunny.
So I have some music requests for Valentine's Day.
Okay.
Now don't laugh.
Oh, I may.
This goes back a little ways because we've been married 25 years.
Oh, wow. Congratulations, dude. That's awesome.
One of our songs was our wedding song, and it was by Stryper.
Oh, yeah.
It was called Honestly. Do you guys have Honestly on track?
I remember that song.
He's looking it up.
I truly looked it up, and we don't have it in the computer system, but I will check.
Okay, and what about, do you rock any Lionel Richie?
Oh, it's Lionel Richie. Are you kidding me?
You can't do love songs without Lionel Richie.
What kind of question is that?
Do we rock Lionel Richie?
Yeah. Amazing. Do you rock Truly by Lionel Richie?
I'll have to. We can dig it up.
We'll
I'm sure we can dig it up.
Because you know, I told you don't laugh.
Oh, yeah, that's okay.
We're not laughing. Those
are
because good ones.
That's 1988.
All right. There you go.
So 25 years. I think we deserve a little bit of a little bit of Stryper at least.
Absolutely.
Congrats. There you go. Thanks for
having a great day, guys.
You too.
Nice.
All right. Oh yeah. Do you remember this?
No, I was born a year after this.
After
Wait,
Stryper?
No, sorry, you were saying sorry. She said in 88. Never mind.
This is like now here's the deal. This was like a love song for her and her husband. For me, it was like a sellout moment of, what is this?
Yeah.
This is not to hell with the devil. There are no soldiers under God. What is this? Yellow and Black Attack. My heart is under attack because you have sold out.
This is the Yellow and Black sitting back.
You got all entitled as a fan.
I was a little kid and I was like, okay.
You're the entitled fan that's
Songs
treating the artist like...
Songs making me feel
like,
kind of funny.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
My palms are sweaty.
What's happening?
My heart's kind of racing, man.
Treating the artist like your entertainment monkey.
Yeah.
Make what I want.
So it is Valentine's Day. And if I am honestly speaking here, it is also Singles Appreciation Day.
But you know what else you guys left out in your little... making fun?
Hmm. Oh, what? What?
It's also Singles Appreciation Day. You should
be appreciative
of people like us.
Uh-huh.
I appreciate you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Somebody's got to do it.
I appreciate
it. Sure ain't going to be me.
Bear this heavy load.
Yeah.
It's like Atlas. World on my shoulders.
Hey, you're not alone. You're not alone.
I know.
I found a list.
Jesus is in my heart.
Of celebrities.
She just did a juke.
I had to. It's
you
so easy.
She did a juke.
You guys leave it wide open.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man.
Hang on.
But
I got a headache.
It's true.
Yeah.
Let's slow down a little bit.
Yeah. Gosh.
That's funny.
Well, let's be honest. Love is a battlefield. And it can be tough. It can be tough. But there are a few people who say, I embrace my singleness. That's why today is Singles Awareness Day and Singles Appreciation Day. I've got a list of celebrities who are currently enjoying singleness.
Pretty all right with it.
Yes.
Actually.
It's kind of like a trivia. You guys want to play some trivia?
Yeah.
We could actually give away something if we had somebody on the phone. 505-338-3700 is the phone number. If you'd like to play some trivia. Maybe you guys can, like, go up against each other.
Can they verse me?
They can.
Verses.
If you'd like. 505-338-3700. It's easy trivia. It's Valentine's Day.
Come on, bring it on.
Got a list of celebrities who are flying solo.
I haven't even seen their names.
No, you haven't. This is my list. Static.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
How's it going this morning?
It's going fantastic. How are you?
I'm going awesome, man.
You're going awesome.
Dude, I want to go there.
Yeah.
It's like Narnia. We're going to awesome.
What kind of wardrobe do you have to go through to get there?
It's a glittery robe, Sam. It's a glittery blue robe.
Glittery blue robe.
Comes with a wand.
Do you know your celebrity gossip knowledge?
No.
No? That's good. That's good. Neither does Celeste.
Yeah, I really don't.
The name of the game is Solo Celebrities. Han Solo Celebrities. No, not really. It's just Solo Celebrities. I got a list of celebrities that are flying solo on Valentine's Day. And I'm going to pitch you up against Sam and Celeste, all right?
All right, Sam.
It's going to be fun.
You caught up on your entertainment news.
I'm trying.
All right.
I'm trying to be.
Celebrity gossip.
Fastest person to answer gets the point.
I don't even have a buzzer. Do I make a noise?
Nope. You
and
just got to
makes another noise?
Yell out the answer.
Just yell it out. Okay. It's more fun with a buzzer, but okay, we can yell.
All right.
I'm going to buzz.
You guys ready for this?
Yep.
All right. Caller, are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. I believe in you. You sound excited. All right. This person is a monument man who dated Stacy Keibler.
Buzz. Buzz.
What?
George Clooney.
George Clooney.
Oh. George Clooney.
Celeste has one.
Did you see that look Sam gave me just now? There's like fire in your eyes, sir. Okay.
I said that before we got on air, and Steve-O said, save it for the air.
Save you didn't
air.
Buzz.
So I answered the question before it was asked.
That's true.
I even waited for you to buzz, and you didn't.
Okay, okay.
Number two.
Darn.
A former Olympian who's no longer with his reality
Bruce
show
Jenner.
Wife. Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, oh, buzz. It's Bruce Jenner.
And now we know that Sam Swan of the Baptist Convention in New Mexico is keeping up
with the Kardashians.
So cool.
Number three. He's a Hunger Games guy whose brother happens to be Thor.
I'm waiting for the listener to buzz.
Me
Come
too.
On, bro.
You got
the
it.
Rust Man?
What?
That movie, I don't know his name.
No, that's the guy that plays Thor. Yeah, his little brother.
Oh. His brother?
Yeah, he's a brother. His name is...
Loki!
No, dude.
Loki. Buzz, buzz.
Anyone?
To my
Anyone?
Shame, I don't know his name.
Anyone?
Off the top of my head.
It's something Hemsworth.
Well, yeah, come on.
Liam
Wait,
is Thor.
Are you saying Chris no. Hemsworth?
Is it Liam? Oh. Liam, Chris? Chris is, yeah.
I thought you were talking about Loki, the character you put in.
No, the real life
he's a
brother.
Hunger
I know Chris
guy.
Hemsworth. I
Hunger
have a
Games guy
here.
Whose brother is Thor.
With his face on it. I know Chris Hemsworth.
Of course you would.
Liam Hemsworth is his little brother. Who is it? You got to pay attention.
I thought
trivia.
You were talking about Thor's brother.
He's
and I was like, it's
Hunger
Loki.
Games.
His brother plays
Can
Thor.
Can we rewind and I'll get that? Because
no.
I know that.
Gosh.
May I may not have a poster in my office.
Last year, this celebrity co-starred with Hugh Jackman in Prisoners.
Oof. I don't know that
he
one.
He's also no. the Bubble Boy.
John Travolta?
Come on!
The Bubble Boy?
Call
John Travolta
call
played
I believe
a kid
in you.
In...
I believe in you.
I know his
Bubble
face,
Boy.
But I don't know who he is.
He or what
can you describe
Prisoners.
His face?
Describe his face.
He's also
guy from Jarhead?
Yes, and Prince of Persia.
Yeah.
You're on the right track.
Wait, buzz! Buzz!
What?
Jake Gyllenhaal?
Yes.
Oh!
Two for me!
I was thinking the boy in the plastic bubble, not the bubble boy. That's
speaking,
a different movie.
Speaking of celebrities who are solo, George Clooney recently went into space with this person.
Buzz! 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 Sandra Bullock.
Sandra Bullock.
I am rocking this game right now!
Our poor caller.
What is my prize?
I think you get to give it to the listener, whatever prize it is.
Well, so we have this highlighter.
Because I feel terrible for him, because you obviously read too much People magazine.
You do.
I just watch movies. I love movies.
All right, we got two more. I need you to get one.
Okay.
Not you.
I'm going to keep
you, caller.
The caller.
Yeah, talking to me.
Here we go. Here we go. She's a musician, and all she wants to do is have some fun.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Mm-mm.
You know?
A musician
Mm-mm.
always wants to have fun.
All I wanna do is have some fun. She's got a feeling she's not the only one.
I'm not saying anything.
She dated Lance Armstrong. That's why she's single.
All I wanna do.
Come on. Anyone?
No, I'm not going to do it. Sorry,
Cindy Lauper?
Girls just want to have fun.
Girls, yes. This
Sheryl Crow just wants to have fun.
I was going to give him a hint, something about feathers and spreading her
wings.
Apparently,
you guys have things against people that know things.
And lastly,
I can't say anything.
Lastly,
it's a reverse prejudice.
And Lars and the Real Girl, he developed a relationship with a doll. Mm-hmm. This station is also approved by him.
A doll?
Buzz.
What is it, Celeste? It's Ryan Gosling. No.
What's happening? I made that.
You have to hang out on the line. I'm making him hang out on the line because we've got to give him something.
We'll give him something.
Gosh, you read way too much.
What?
Actually, we all read it every day when we get the celebrity news.
I watch movies. I'm caught up on my current events because I want to connect with people in the world. That actually
I feel like I would have gotten about half of those. Anyways.
Buzz. That's my new favorite.
Well, happy Singles Awareness Day and Singles Appreciation Day. Celeste, you're not alone.
All of us out there.
Some of the quote-unquote prettiest people in the world are single. George Clooney, Liam Hemsworth, Sandra Bullock, Sheryl Crow.
Sandra Bullock, dude.
Ryan Gosling.
That's awesome.
Recently single.
Hey, dude.
He was dating Ava Mendez for a very long time.
Call us. No, just kidding.
But he was like, I'm not ready for marriage.
She's
she was
fabulous.
Like, I'm ready for marriage. I'm out.
She's beautiful.
So I've heard.
Speaking of celebrity gossip.
So how did you know that, Steve-o? Someone's a little too caught up.
I guess
What do you do with the rest of your life?
Well, it's not just People Magazine, but Entertainment Tonight also.
Yeah. It is Valentine's Day. We're taking your requests. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. You can tweet us as well.
Mm-hmm.
Hashtag Valentine's Day. Hashtag Static Radio. Hashtag whatever song you want to hear. Hashtag Sam Swan.
Hashtag. Yeah. Hashtag unnecessary hashtag.
Boom. Coming up in about 20 minutes, we're going to be talking with Caleb Brakey. He's the author of...
Dating Like Airplanes.
There you go.
Why fall in love when you can fly?
Ah, yes. Is this the next generation's I Kiss Dating Goodbye?
I never read that book.
Oh, good.
So, I don't know. I can't say anything good or bad about it. So
we'll
a lot
talk
of people
about
are stoked
it.
About it.
I shouldn't say good because there are plenty of people who got a lot out of it. As the teenager who was going to youth group to date girls, I hated that book.
Yes.
Because they all kissed dating goodbye, and I'm like, why? It's so fun. Where are you going? Gosh.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
I remember when that book came out.
Yeah, I bet you it made the youth group a lot easier for you.
In some ways. We didn't. I didn't teach it as a theme, but it did cut down on the purple.
Ah, yes.
Yeah.
The purple.
So I've been reading this book for the last 2 weeks.
Man. Yeah.
Gotta tell you, pretty soaked. To actually be able to talk to this guy.
That'd
He's funny.
Yeah.
He is coming up at 8:15. We got a packed show, so this is good. I'm excited. We got to take a quick break, though. Coming back, we've got a lovely couple ringing in some Valentine's Day together. Copper Lily.
That'll
be Tim
like,
and Stephanie Skipper.
What?
Lead singer of House of Heroes and Stephanie Smith.
Music
now Stephanie Skipper.
Mm-hmm.
They collaborated. They have an EP, and it's really sweet.
I feel like because of their names... And both because they're just so, like, picturesque human beings.
Yeah.
They're like Barbies.
They really are.
And they sing happy little songs like that.
They have
that.
A little CD together. Yeah.
It's cute.
We got to take a quick break. Coming back, that Copper Lily promised. And your requests, facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Or, of course, send us an email, studio@MyStaticRadio.com. Steam Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Good morning.
Good morning to you there.
Okay, up and at 'em.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Stay away from them.
Static Radio.
All right, as you head around the city of Albuquerque this morning, a couple things going on, not like accidents really that have been reported just yet, but some slowdowns definitely. I-40 headed east right now, slowing down a little bit. Over here near 12th Street, all the way back like past Unser and everything, not sure what it is. It's just people driving slow. As well as over on the west side, the ramp from 448 to Coors Boulevard headed south, slowing down a little bit. And, of course, your favoriteest construction project ever, Paseo, I-25, Jefferson. Lots of lane closures in that area. If you can avoid that, you should be all right. And that's your current look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast. Rocking some lattes, Americanos.
Burritos,
you guys got breakfast burritos this morning,
O'Neils.
Which is good. Yeah. So get your breakfast going, and they'll get you on your way. 338-3669, the phone number to Solomon's Porch. That's 338-3669. Now, it is Valentine's Day.
Yes, it is.
We've talked about this. We're excited. Sam, you're stuck.
I am.
You are stuck. You're hanging out with us.
I'll hang out for another few minutes.
Sorry, bro.
We've been teasing this. Celeste, you've been reading this book for a couple weeks now.
Yes.
You've been digging in deep.
Stop saying that. I've got three chapters in. It's some deep concepts that are going on in this book. You can't just like breeze through it and be like, yeah.
The book is called Dating Like Airplanes. Why just fall in love when you can fly? And on the phone right now, Caleb Brakey, the author of Dating Like Airplanes. Welcome to Team Awesome Morning Party. Hello. Did we lose Caleb? Are you there?
Yeah, I mean, I got a lot of music in my ear.
I was like, what is happening?
You like, can't hear anything.
Couldn't hear anything.
Hi, dude.
Sorry, Tears for Fears just kind of drowns everything out.
There we go.
You were head over heels with 80s music. Welcome to the show, man. How's it going?
Hey, thanks for having me. It's going great. Really stoked to be talking relationships this morning.
Yeah, it's an important day to talk relationships because those that are in a relationship are stoked about it because it's Valentine's Day, and those that aren't are angry at everybody that are because we are flaunting it.
That's not really true. Some of us are okay.
Yeah, yeah. But come on. Wouldn't you just be happier? I'm just kidding. We need to dig into this because would you say this is thematic of dating like airplanes? What is the purpose behind this dating book?
This totally fits with Valentine's Day. I mean, the whole thing behind this book, I like to boil it down into a simple phrase, and that is to love someone to your ultimate potential. This is to give them what they need most over taking what you want now. Mm-hmm. And this all goes back to, you know, I'm all about Jesus Christ, and I base everything off of him. I think he has the answer for everything. And he gave us, the world, what it needed most, the Savior overtaking what he wanted now. You know, he was headed to the cross. He's saying, hey, Father, take this cup from me, but not my will be done, but yours. And so he gave us what we needed most, overtaking what we wanted now, and that is what Dating Like Airplanes is based on. That's the nugget which everything else grows from.
There you go. Awesome, man. Now, I got to be honest. When I first saw this, I remembered my teenage years. I remember being in youth group, and I was talking to Sam Swan about this very thing, youth pastor from the Baptist Convention here, and I Kissed Dating Goodbye by Joshua Harris became the bane of my existence when I was a teenager because, you know, for me, going to youth group was definitely about the cute Baptist girls. And that book really turned a lot of the young ladies off from dating in general, and I was pretty upset with that because that wasn't acceptable. Is this the next one? Are teen boys going to be pissed at you?
They're going to be so mad. No, they're not. I actually had a great, just yesterday, I got an awesome encouragement. A friend of mine passed along a book of Dating Like Airplanes to me that belonged to a local teenager who had got the book. It was just filled with highlights, notes, all these underlines, and what it was is he was having this conversation with me, but it wasn't about like he wasn't talking about, oh, there's just so many rules, all these things. I mean, I didn't want the book to be a rule book. I mean, it's pretty obvious the Bible doesn't have a book of relationships. It doesn't say how to do things, but it does have some really awesome guidelines. And even those, I mean, it comes down to the individual person. You know, God is really concerned with our motives, our hearts, not our the way we go about things. But no, I don't think anyone's going to be really mad at me. They might be mad in that it will challenge them. It'll challenge the way they think, the way they go about things. And honestly, you can't talk about the things of Jesus without being challenged because his way is the best way. It's the most amazing way, but it will challenge you. It will push you. You know, he says, hey, follow me. You know, he says, the rich young ruler, basically he wants our hearts. Hey, give me everything. And then when it comes to relationships, it's hard to truly go all in. Right. But the rewards are very worth it.
Yeah, or you go all in unprepared. Mm-hmm. You don't know why you're going all in. Like the concept of falling for someone, falling in love. You go all in, and then sadly now it seems like people are getting married younger and younger, and if the motivation's proper, right on. But a lot of it is, especially in the Christian culture, hey, you can't have sex until you're married, and your hormones are going crazy, and you're like, cool, man, let's get hitched.
So they get
let's
married
make this appropriate. Mm-hmm. So What is this concept? Because you're talking about why fall in love when you can fly. What is that about? The idea, you know, the difference between falling in love and soaring, if you will.
Yeah. So I mean, you hear the term falling in love all the time, and when I think of that, I get this idea of, you know, you're falling, you're out of control, you're gonna break bones. There's no way to avoid the inevitable crash. And so I just thought, you know, what would be the opposite of that? How could you actually fly? That's when I asked myself, what does the Bible say about relationships? I mean, I've read all the relationship books. There's kind of a scattering of scripture in there, but what can we truly find? And off of that, just basing it on, hey, how can I give someone what they need most? How does that apply to every single part of relationships? Because the last thing I wanted to do was just throw out a bunch of Christian phrases that make you feel good,
right,
and then you wake up the next morning and like, well, I feel good, but I have no idea what to do still. And so to fly really comes down to, hey, how can I give someone what they need most right now in every part of a relationship? That comes down to issues of purity. That comes down to how do you deal with differences? Mm-hmm. Comes to how do you know someone? How do you make yourself known to someone?
Right.
And so that's kind of the difference between when I think of flying and falling.
Yeah,
you know, and like so much. I mean, I just got through the first like three chapters, which is like,
dude, it looks like your Bible. It is straight up like there is underlining and notes, and you're highlighting.
I mean, I couldn't finish it in 2 weeks because I was like applying as I was going, and some good things happened for me. Let me just tell you,
she's living it out.
I am. So, but you know what I love so much about this is that you're so focused on like it is about Jesus. If you don't know him, you know, and like so much like of what you're talking about in these first couple chapters of choosing what's best for your other than what you want most right now,
right,
is about honoring them in Christ. And it's just, there's so much more of a genuine heart instead of, you know, like falling for imposters of true love, you know, infatuation or attraction or compatibility and all this stuff, like actually finding what at its core love is supposed to be. And it's even like something I love that you said in here was, you know, like instead of trying to change who you are, you know, to be whoever your person wants you to be, changing, like sacrificing who you are to be Jesus to them,
yeah,
you know, not just like making all these changes just because, you know, you want them to like you, but actually
right,
working towards their sanctification, which is what these relationships are kind of about.
Totally. Like,
yeah. Well, I mean, you think about it, when you're in the dating process, you really are putting on the best face. You're
right,
trying, you want to be, you want to be attractive to the other person. And then, you know, being married, I know that when you get married, all of a sudden it's like, wait, what?
Yeah.
Where did that come from? Because I didn't see that when we were dating.
Right. You don't have to be as attractive to each other when you're married, right?
Right.
No, just kidding.
Oh, man.
But question for you, like, so people can kind of get an idea, like, you have this difference between falling in love and flying, but, like, practically kind of, like, you went over some things in the book so far of, like, what flying looks like versus falling.
Yeah.
Like, would you mind sharing some of that with people, like...
Yeah, what does it look like to fly?
Yeah, you know, like you said, it all starts with Christ. I mean, I believe that without that foundation, there's no really basis of the book, because
right,
it all comes back to him. And so I talk, number one, like, it's kind of the idea of, hey, become the right person. And I don't mean, like, fill out checkbox, make sure you pray and read your Bible. I mean, I'm talking, like, Jesus is my king. You know, he's the one I follow. He's the one I want to emulate. The whole reason I want to do anything "quote unquote" good is because I love him, and who doesn't want to do, you know, make someone smile, you know, who you love, and so it all starts with Christ, and then going on from there, you know, I think of the issues of purity. You know, you can't get around it in Scripture. God is pretty clear about purity. He's pretty clear about keeping the marriage bed holy,
mm-hmm,
and so again, what does your other need most? Well, they need that purity. And you need to take some measures, some for some of us more drastic, for some of us not so drastic,
mm-hmm,
just depending on where you're at, on, hey, how can I keep this other person pure? And that happens not just in the sexual realm, but also, you know, are you doing everything you can to make them think that you're all that?
Mm-hmm.
Or are you doing everything you can to kind of make them think that Jesus is all that? It's a difference. It's, you know, we can be on a mission to just kind of change someone's perception of us in their mind, and even that can mess up someone's purity, if you will. And then going into differences, yeah, again, it's like, it's not about, hey, how can I make this person more like me? That's kind of our, in dating, you can kind of get around it because you can project that you're someone else, but it is going to come out at some point where it's like, man, this person does the I mean, everything down to the simplest, you know, the married among us, they do the dishes differently. They do this differently. And it's like our natural tendency is to look at non-sinful differences as wrong because it's not like us. And so really it's about, hey, how can I embrace it? My wife is a very free spirit, and I love that about her. Everything I love about her. Me, I was more of the analytical mind growing up, and so that was a clash there. And God slowly had to teach me, hey, this is not wrong. This is who I created her to be. She is an amazing gift to this world. It, like, grow her in that. Help her become more of the way I've gifted her. And so, again, what do they need most? They need to become the person, the part of the body that Christ created them to be. Help them do that instead of change them into you.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then finally, I just go over some practical things of, like, general things that you can be looking to do as a couple, you know, everything down to as simple as, hey, it's not all about, you know, Valentine's Day every day, candlelight and dinner. Those are the times are awesome. They're sweet. But at the same time, you know, how can you intentionally get to know each other? How can you let someone know your interests, your goals, your values, your kind of your life vision, and also mistakes in your past? Because, you know, if you don't start with that vulnerability, that realness, then you're starting off with a foundation that isn't real, that isn't true. And so at some point, the facade's going to crumble. Yeah. There's going to be some hurt. And so you want to find out, you know, you want to find out about the other person. And you also want to reveal exactly who you are to that point.
Yeah.
On the phone, talking with Caleb Brakey. He's the author of an amazing new book called Dating Like Airplanes. Mm-hmm. Why Just Fall in Love When You Can Fly.
That's right.
And, okay, I have a question, because you're talking about loving the other person's differences and delighting in those. Because when we're dating, we think they're quirky and they're cute and they're fine. And then 8 years into marriage, you're like, okay, if you put the toilet roll upside down one more time, and we kind of freak out. Does that mean we need to just do away with lists in general as we're preparing for those that are still single, who now say, okay, number one, obviously I want a man of God. Number two, I want this person to be tall. I want this person to have brown eyes. Do we need these lists? Should we throw them out the window? Because obviously every single person is different. And if we are, I guess, waiting on the Lord, as some would put it, he'll bring that person into your life. Or should we have those lists and actively pursue who we want to be with?
My opinion, throw the list away.
Okay.
you need one thing on your list.
Right.
Is this someone I can walk to Jesus with? That's it. That's the number one thing. Now, are there other things? Yes. My whole point of saying throw the list away is that it's very easy to overdo that, psych yourself out mentally, all these things. I mean, there are good things. I like to say, I mean, if you're going to be following Christ, and that's going to be a great starter for a relationship. If both of you are following Christ and you're committed to, hey, I want to give someone what they need most, which starts with Jesus and then, you know, trickles into all these other parts of the relationship, the relationship is going to be awesome. It's going to be great. But there are things beyond that, and that's where the list, if you will, could come into play. And when it comes into that, I think of things like, hey, interests. What are their interests? What are their goals? You know, those things can really make the relationship that much better. And those are the things to know. Like my wife, she's a fellow writer. She knows me. She gets me. Writers are a different breed. Yeah. She understands me, and that means a lot to me, and that makes our marriage that much more sweet. If it wasn't there, would things be different? They would be different. Would they be, like, less loving or anything? No, not at all. So it's not so much about you know, lists on minor things. You think about those major things, those things that will play into your life 20 years down the road or whatnot. And, like, life vision is one of you want to go to Africa and one of you want to stay here. Mm-hmm. That could be a problem. So
about that. So it's not so much, you know, like, one of the things you say in here is, like, you know, it's good to have these compatibilities and values and goals, like, lined up, definitely, and you can soar with that. You can really fly with that. But it's not something like, if people are already in a relationship right now, they're like, well, I'm already married, and we kind of have already discovered these differences. It's not impossible for someone to start flying right now, is it?
Oh, definitely not. I mean, it all starts again. I mean, the whole basis, the core is, hey, how can I give this person what they need most? It's how can I give instead of take? How can I be selfless instead of selfish? And I mean, if you're doing that, that's gonna make the relationship beautiful right there. Mm-hmm. If they're doing the same again, you've got a marriage that will last for the rest of your life. If both of you are focused on the other person, because marriage isn't about 50-50, it's about 100-100. You know, you love like Christ, no matter how the other person is reciprocating, and that love really draws out Jesus in someone else, because they know that it is about Christ, and when you point to Christ, that's what you want. You want your other person to be attracted to the Jesus in you.
Right.
Brittany told me this years into our marriage that she was attracted to the Jesus in me, and that that was the most amazing compliment, and it really helped me understand what it was, because it's not about your personality. It's not about your gifts or your charisma. It really comes down to, hey, are you humble? Do you speak the truth? Do you love Christ more than anything else? Those things really stand out in this world.
Yeah.
That's a look at me, look at me, look at me society.
And it makes so much sense having, like, for people who have, you know, come to know the Lord, or maybe are on their way or on the fence there now, like, coming to realize the things in the world that don't matter, these materialistic things, you know, this beauty that fades, these, you know, jobs that once you finally get there, your promotion or something, and it's empty. You know, it makes sense to pursue something lasting in the other person.
Yeah,
so
right.
To be looking for Jesus in them and looking for how they inspire you to love the Lord more, because that's the only thing that, like, lasts, really. Like,
yeah. And we have a lot of listeners who don't know the Lord.
Right.
You know what I mean? Our audience isn't just a bunch of Christians who listen on their way to church or Sunday school. And so for those, there's got to be encouragement there, because we have plenty of couples who call in during Shock Therapy Live or Theology Thursday and ask those hard questions of, okay, wait, I'm married. I've been married. I'm now a Christian. My spouse is not a believer. Can I leave? How do I reconcile this? What do I do? And I think if you are self-sacrificing like this is suggesting, Caleb, like you're suggesting, then it really kind of sounds like it doesn't matter what the other person is doing.
Right.
Because it seems like now if you're not feeling fluffy and if the butterflies aren't still there, then you know what? Screw this. I'm out. And I'll just get remarried again down the road. Mm-hmm. And we're in this society where if it's not fluffy and magical every second of the day and you're not happy and it's not what's best for you, you just kind of want to split. But it sounds like this is the absolute antithesis of that.
Yeah, you know, like what you said just triggered some of my mind, and it's the idea of, like, one thing you'll hear a lot today is, like, you know, hey, there you have a soulmate out there. There's one person that is just perfect for you. You just have to find that person.
The one.
And it's easy to find that one and say you get married, or you've been together for a year or two, and, you know, the research is showing, hey, infatuation wears off after 2 years. If it's all about something. And then you're like, oh, my goodness, the butterflies are gone. This wasn't the one. And so, boom, you're gone. And now you're looking for another one, when really it's not about just one. There's not just one person, you know. The whole message of the Bible is that God knows, but you must go. You have to take responsibility and get yourself out there.
Yeah.
But it all comes down to him being like him in your relationship. It's past the infatuation. You know, true love hurts.
Yeah.
It really hurts. You know, Jesus went to the cross. He died on the cross. That he proved his amazing love through that hurt. Yeah. It was self-sacrifice. Without self-sacrifice, there is no love, because there's no hurt.
Yeah.
And so this is continually played out in our marriages, because to be selfless, it goes against that human nature that is now in us because of the fall, because of sin. And so...
Yeah.
I'm kind of rambling now because I lost the question, so I'll just go ahead and shut up.
That's one of the scariest things as a husband for me, because I think of Ephesians 5:25, and husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her, is really freaking scary. And so there's a lot of those, like, I want to say feminazis who say, oh, the Bible, and it's so against women, and we have to submit, and I hate that word submission. But husbands, man, we are called to love our wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her. And that's it. It's that sacrifice. He died on a cross. Man, shed his blood and died for us, and that's the kind of self-sacrificing love we are called as husbands to have for our wives.
Right.
Yeah. That's pretty intense,
you know,
bro.
Pastor Skip talked about this past week for the Rock Solid series. He's like, you know, there's a it's a greater form of submission to give up your life for somebody else than it is to say, okay, fine, we'll move to Texas.
Right.
You know, like, if you think about it, ladies, it's a little different, you know, but
it's a little scary. On the phone, Caleb Brakey, and man, thank you so much for taking time to hang out with us. Where can people find more information about Dating Like Airplanes?
Yeah, they can just go to my website, CalebBrakey.com, or check me out on Facebook, and it's on all the major sites if you're an Amazon person or Barnes & Noble, but kind of the home base would be CalebBrakey.com or my Facebook page.
We will totally link that to our Facebook page as well, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. If you already like us, get there. We will post a link for all the information on Caleb. Thank you so much for hanging out with us.
Yeah.
And for not destroying a youth group Boys Everywhere with the new with the new Joshua Harris book. That's good. This sounds different. I like it.
Yeah, and thanks for writing
thanks
this
to Doug
book.
For having me. You guys are all great.
All right, have a great day. Caleb Brakey. Dating Like Airplanes. Nicely done.
Yeah.
I like it.
Dude, I'm excited to finish this book.
I was impressed.
Yeah.
I've been in student ministry a long time. Mm-hmm. We know we've said that many, many times.
Yeah, you're quite old.
But one of the things that I am... Thank you.
Steve-O!
Happy Valentine's Day.
That's Say what you need to say, Sam.
Speaking my love language, sarcasm.
You're not Moses old, you're like Aaron old.
Aaron old, that's right. Moses was a few years ahead of me in school.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. You know,
I knew who he was, but I didn't.
But in all your years,
the thing that with some of the really good things that came out in youth ministry, particularly about dating and relationships and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
it seemed to me, and I felt this way a long time ago. I wish I would have had would have been born as a writer. So because this stuff that he's talking about in this book, I'm going to get this book and read it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because the stuff that he's talking about that when we were listening to him, interviewing him, is the kind of stuff I've been trying to say for a long time, for years in student ministry, is that it's not so much the outward stuff that we try to do to change our hearts. It's as we allow God to change our hearts that affects the outward stuff that we do. And the fact that every single thing that he's talking about, the principles and stuff in this book, and I've not even read it. I just looked at the title a few minutes ago before we called him. Based on what he was saying, is that this whole idea of it's all based in and out of our relationship with Christ.
Amen. Yeah.
And if we are not loving him first, we are never, ever going to be able to love anybody in the way that we're supposed to love.
Right.
And particularly in a marriage relationship where we are more concerned, I am more concerned, or I should be becoming more concerned about my wife's relationship with Jesus than I am about my relationship with her.
Right.
And what I mean by that is, as we're both developing and allowing God to transform us and change us into what he wants us to be, that is automatically going to affect the way that we relate with one another and the way that we love one another and the way that she submits and the way that I submit to the Lord and the way that I lead. And I mean, it's all related and based in and out of our relationship with Jesus.
Yeah.
And I wanted to say this to him, but he got off the phone because you guys talked all the time. But that's I'm not bitter.
Sorry. I mean, I read this book.
I know.
I loved it.
I
feel like I had.
I didn't feel like I could contribute. No, I know. And you guys work here. I'm just a guest. But I am saying I did want to tell him. I wanted to encourage him. This is an awesome idea.
Yeah.
About basing all of relationships in and out of who we are individually in Christ.
Yeah.
And that just affects her. It spills over, not just in dating. I jotted a note because I didn't want to forget it. It affects every area of our lives.
Yeah.
Which is what it's all about.
Dude, my wife and I went to a marriage conference one year, and it had all the big names. You know, Gary Thomas, Sacred Marriage, all these big names, boom, 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 that were giving out incredible, like, here's how, you know, your spouse and deep and blah, 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 blah. Francis Chan was one of the speakers, and he got up there and decides to go with the, if you're married, live as if you know, and goes the route of your relationship with Jesus, period, the end. And he didn't say a single solitary thing about how to fix your marriage, how to get better, how to better communicate, nothing. And that was, and so I agree. That speaks volumes. The idea that our relationship's important, absolutely. But the most important relationship is your relationship with Jesus Christ.
Right.
And if you don't have one, and I mean, how many times on Shock Therapy Live do I have a guest call in and they have some crazy screwed up relationship, and a lot of times it turns out man, they're not a believer.
Right.
And it's because of their idea. Maybe it's because it's based off what the world has told them that this is how a relationship is supposed to be. And yet, man, if you don't have that foundation, as he said, everything else is just kind of moot. It's just, it doesn't really matter.
There's a lot of confusing information because, and every one of us, we love, this is what we love about Valentine's Day. We get that warm, fuzzy feeling.
Yep.
And we, you know, the rom-com movies and the, all those kind of things. We like that. It's entertaining.
Oh,
it
girl
makes
porn.
Us feel good. Yeah,
that's
I guess so.
Chick
some
porn.
Of it. Yeah, some
emotional,
of it.
Yeah. It's emotional porn. Yeah, it is. That's
it
what
is.
I hate those
you know
rom-coms.
What?
It is.
But
the second
it
I
lies.
Heard that,
yeah, but,
it changed a lot. I was like, no more Twilight.
That's right.
It's
good for
true.
You.
That's
no, no,
what
no,
it
you're
is.
Right. That's exactly what
yeah.
it is. It Dude's stirs
visual,
that stuff up inside of us.
Ladies are very emotional.
And a lot of that is misinformation.
Yeah.
A lot of that is misinformation.
Oh, absolutely.
It all goes back to walking with Christ, and that affects every single area of our lives. If we will focus on following Jesus, it's not going to make our life easy by any stretch of the imagination, but it helps to solidify those relationships that God has allowed us to be a part of.
Amen.
That God has put us in and called us to be a part of.
And you know what? I love that this conversation is about something like it's a topic people say, they throw around the word love all the time. And I love that it's Valentine's Day and we get to talk about this. But like, you know, in our like secret, like hidden hearts, so many people have a hard time believing in love, you know, believing that other people love them, believing that a creator of the universe could love them. And I just, like, I was reading this the other night. I'm getting all Greek on you here. I found this Greek to English New Testament.
Yeah.
And it was
Greek
amazing.
Out.
Like, it broke this down for me just a little bit in an amazing way that was just kind of like, God knows how difficult it might be to believe in love. Because in this verse right here, it's like Ephesians, let me see, 3:18. He says that you might be extra strong to grasp together with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth of his love.
Yeah.
And I just love so much that it's like extra strong. It sounds kind of nerdy, but when you think about it, like it just makes this beautiful visual that's like, you know, we require the work of the Holy Spirit to help us to grasp that God loves us. You know, so that's been something ever since I started reading this book and like thinking about the conversation we're going to have today. I'm like, God, like, help me to believe that you love me, because it's so hard, because you can look around at other people and like and the relationships that you've had and the damage that you've had, and it's hard to believe in, you know, and it's really painful, but, you know.
Well, the word itself is just tossed around.
Yeah.
I love the Avengers.
Yeah.
I love sushi.
Yeah.
I love video games.
I love French silk pie.
Oh, I love French silk pie.
I love
love pumpkin pie.
I had to throw it
love,
out there.
Love, love, love. Always love.
Yes, yes.
We say that for, I mean, that's like the term of the day. Oh, man, I love that. I loved that movie. I love that book.
And not only, and I think not only do we have like a misinformed understanding of love, but I think we have a limited,
absolutely.
Not limited.
Absolutely.
What I mean by limited is a small. It's so much bigger and stronger, just like what Celeste was saying. The love that God has poured out on us, and then how we can begin to, as God works in us and changes us, to pour that out in our world. And that's what we're called to do. And they'll know you're Christians by our love.
John 13:34-35, the new commandment that Jesus gave us to love one another as he has loved us. So
by this,
you
all
must
men
love.
Will know that you
are
my disciples.
Amen. I mean, it's obviously
because
everything hinges on love.
And everybody says, well, that's not loving. Well, sometimes love is tough.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's not easy. And it's sacrificial. It's not that warm, fuzzy. And I think I am really interested in this book.
And as long as you're cultivating that relationship, you're growing that relationship with Jesus, I'm telling you, man, he can open your eyes and your heart and your mind to the greater depths of love, because it continually, the definition, the term love, or the love that God has for me, I see, and I'm still learning what that means.
Absolutely.
Especially as a parent now, a father's son for a father's love for his son, I see that greater now. And you know, Brody in the hospital recently, I mean, it just depths and depths and depths, and it never stops as long as you're pursuing that. And it's kind of like what he's talking about. We pursue our relationship with the Lord first, but you never stop pursuing your bride. You never stop pursuing your spouse. Maybe you're listening, you've been married 20-something years, and you're wondering why you don't have those warm fuzzies. And a lot of times we do the dating process, and then the second we're married, it's like, whoo!
Done.
I'm done!
Right.
Yes, I did
chill.
It! That's just the beginning of a true relationship. That, man, that covenant relationship, that's just day one. Mm-hmm. You got to do this for the rest of your life. Yeah. So,
But, you know, it makes sense that, like, you know, we're talking about love and dating and everything of Valentine's Day, and it started to make so much more sense to me as I was reading this book by Caleb Brakey and everything. Like, nothing else is going to work out. Things are going to keep hurting and just kind of missing it by just that much, you know, in so many areas of your life, unless you can actually believe that God loves you. So much more about life makes sense when you can actually truly believe that in your heart. So
Truth. We've kept you for so longer than you were planning.
That's right. It's just
going
to mean that just means I have to drive a lot faster to get to Arizona.
No!
Don't do it. Hey, you know what?
It's a power of love.
Kept you here for longer than you wanted to be.
I got to go back in time because of the power of love.
We have to take a break. Sam, we'll be praying for you, man.
Thanks.
And if the listening audience would do so,
I'm speaking at a retreat in Arizona this weekend. A bunch of teenagers are going to be gathered. And we're gonna be talking about some of this stuff, not necessarily dating and stuff, but we're going to be talking about love and God transforming us and making us. So it's going to be awesome.
Amazing.
I'm looking forward to it.
And not speeding.
And not speeding. Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Okay.
Laws of the land obey them, Pastor.
God, don't call me out on the air, Celeste. That ain't right.
Before you do it,
that's
that
just
way,
wrong.
You'll just feel so guilty the whole way. You'll be like, I have to stay
I'll
here.
I'll feel so guilty while I'm speeding to get to Arizona on time tonight.
No. Do not.
We got to take a quick break. Coming up, Crystal Walker and Phoebe Thompson. They're a couple authors. They have a book called Desperate in D.C., Money, Marriage, and Manners. And they are going to talk about, Valentine's Day. They are the opposite ends of the spectrum.
It's like glitter and then cynicism.
Yes, exactly. So Phoebe, she is from across the pond, former BBC journalist. And Krista Walker, she's a lawyer based in D.C. It's interesting that the lawyer, I believe,
she's
is the one that believes in love? Yeah.
Woo!
Lawyers believe in love, too.
Really?
We're going to find out about that on the other side of this break. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Ready for some more Team Awesome Morning Party?
Anyone? Come on, don't be shy.
Well, tough, we're giving you more anyway.
Bingo, man, bingo.
Static Radio.
Welcome to Team Awesome Morning Party.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Steve-O and Celeste hanging out with you. Thanks for hanging out with me on Valentine's Day.
It's so fun.
Everybody left me.
Send them away more often.
I know. This is fun. Celeste, you normally, you know, you're on from 2 to 6, so you have a long day ahead
of
you.
Will I be saying that later on this afternoon?
I know. Come 5 p.m., we'll see how much you still love me when you're still doing a show.
I'll be.
So,
yeah.
Speaking of love, it's in the air. It is Valentine's Day. And I'm excited. We've been talking about this week. We had a duo of lovely ladies in the past who are just hilarious. They have a blog. DesperateIndC.com is where you can find it. Author, lawyer, mom, wife, everything. On the phone with us right now, one half of that duo, Crystal Walker. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Steve. Oh, it's a pleasure to be here with you and Celeste on this snowy Valentine's Day. It's very snowy in D.C.
I was going to say, we're in the desert.
It's
so
like
it is
60 degrees here today. So
yeah, it is nice and warm out here. Of course, D.C., known most for the television show Scandal, the reality-based TV show in Washington. It's good. Is that a reality show? I don't think so.
Well, okay. Is it a reality that some woman could be that beautiful as Kerry Washington is?
Maybe.
It's hard to believe.
Yeah, nice. It is hard to believe. So, okay, it's Valentine's Day. You are a lawyer. You're a wife. You're a mom of four.
Yes.
Man, you do it all. Valentine's Day, is it a pressure type day for you, or is this a fun day for you?
Well, that's a great question. You know, I feel some pressure that I want to send my kids Valentine wishes, but now that they're 10 to 19, they're not so sure they want those from me. So I feel a little rejected. I've actually sent them all a text because, you know, this is how we now communicate,
right?
Just to say how much their mother loves and supports them and wants to watch them grow and learn in the next year. And only my 10-year-old replied, I love you too, Mommy. Dead silence from the rest.
It's the 10-year-old that'll be there
Crap.
For you.
Now you're making me feel bad. I got to call my mom when we're done here.
Please do. Oh, Steve-O, it'll make her day. This is all a mom wants, a little bit of affection on Valentine's Day, even though I know it's a little creepy, weird, but it is actually good.
So is this a ladies' day? Because my wife this week, she made sure we had Valentine gifts for our boys, because we have three boys, and, you know, I... I guess I just felt kind of weird about it. It's like, I'm not getting my little dude
right.
a Valentine. I don't care enough. I just, it's such a commercialized, hey, this is the day for boyfriends and husbands who suck at life 364 other days of the year. You have to get them flowers today. It feels very false.
It does, but you don't want to be that guy who's good 364 days of the year and sucks at this day. Now,
that's
true.
That's, you know, touche, lady friend, touche.
And here's the deal. If you're thinking flowers or chocolate, the only requirement, I think, is to give them publicly. Women love to be given gifts at the office or when friends are over from their significant others so that they can say, look how great my guy is. Or, oh, goodness, it doesn't mean anything to me. Look what he did. Yeah. So if you can do sort of a public display, that's a win for you. Otherwise, if that's not possible, just buy her something expensive. Something with technology, you know. Yeah. But otherwise, nothing that plugs in. Technology, yes, but a vacuum cleaner, no. Fitness equipment, no.
Oh, my goodness.
So yeah. that KitchenAid mixer I bought was a bad
she
idea?
Will want yes. you one
I'm
with
just
it.
Kidding. I didn't buy it.
And you may take to heart these words that you will say to your wife and that she will never forget. Honey, I think you may be getting too thin.
Oh. I will. I'm going to write this down.
Are you taking notes of it?
Yeah, Crystal, you need to help me. Help me. Help me, Broby1. You are my only hope.
Okay, so first thing, make it public.
Right. Yes, public.
The second, nothing that plugs in unless it's fancy technology.
Fancy tech. Mm-hmm. She already has that. She's got the iPhone. She's got the iPad. What other fancy technology is there?
I suppose maybe just a charger that makes her life more convenient. They've got these cool little docking stations for the iPhone.
You know what? That's true. That is very, very true. So something expensive.
Something expensive or, you know, really, you know, if we don't have a lot of money and, you know, you don't need to spend a lot of money. But here's another satisfying idea for the romantic and cynic in us. Make her 100 hug coupons. Give them all to her and she'll either give them to you and ask for a hug when she needs it or she'll pull it out and rip it up in front of your face. Either way, you know, if she's having a bad day, it'll be very satisfying to her to tell you she doesn't want your hug.
She's got the power. Give her some of that.
That is hilarious. And that's okay, so it's not cheesy to do the hey, I wrote you a poem and here's a handmade card type thing?
Oh, I think it's lovely, but here's the deal. Don't be upset. I've had, you know, usually it's the man who does this when a woman say gives him a card. He'll read it, he'll say how nice, and then he'll open the trash can and put it right in.
Oh.
There is a wait at least 24 hours rule.
Okay.
Let it sit. Let it simmer. Men, I think, are more likely to do that. Women, less likely. But yes, if you're given a card, hold on to it. Let it be for a while. Don't imagine that you've now read it, so it's done, and throw it away, because that can cause perhaps the biggest fight of your marriage.
But what if they like write something really heartfelt? It's not just like, hey, happy Valentine's Day, love you, have pretty eyes. You know, like what if it's actually like they're kind of like pouring out their heart on this thing? I don't think you should ever throw that.
Ever away. Throw it? See, this is a good question. I'm glad you brought this up because on my nightstand, I still have birthday cards and because my wife is a card person, she gets me cards. I have like a collection of cards, and I'm wondering how long hold on to these for.
Wow, what a good husband you are. I'm so impressed. As a wife, that would really annoy me because I would say, look at all that clutter. What are we going to do with that? Even if I'd given him those cards. So I have something for my children. I have memory bins. They're clear plastic bins that I keep in the attic. Okay. Just stick them in there, Steve-O, and then you'll have them forever unless the house burns down. And if it does, you'll just move on with the rest of your life.
I've seen The Notebook. I know how this works. You're supposed to keep those letters forever, and then one day your kids stumble upon them, and they go, look at how romantic they were, and they were so in love.
That's what I was thinking.
So I was trying to like keep that going because, you know.
Oh, they'll say, yuck, I don't like to think about mom and dad in that way.
Yeah. Well, what's more important like with that, having those sentimental things that you cling on to or just being affectionate every day to your spouse?
Clearly, that is the more important thing, isn't it, Steve-O? And it sounds like you've nailed that. And mostly that's what women want. And frankly, I find among my women friends, the ones that don't get that kind of affection are the ones that get the big-ticket gift items that they brag a lot about but are probably ultimately less satisfied with.
So what you're just going against what you said. Now we can't spend a lot of money because you're saying, screw spending a lot of money, just be loving. Love.
Well, I'm talking to you, Steve-O. I can tell you're a loving man. The rest of you jerks out there, buy your life something expensive.
Yeah. right there with you, sister.
Well, I do think it's very important that my boys see that, because that teaches them how to treat a lady, because I love my wife and I want my boys to know that I love my wife, and I save that affection solely for my wife. And that way maybe they'll have an understanding of how, you know, how to treat their significant other someday, because, man, it's so important. And nowadays, that if we don't teach them, they're going to be learning it from television, movies, and not what I want my boys doing necessarily.
Absolutely not. And one more tip I have for women who think their husbands or partners may fall down on the job is, feel free to buy yourself something. If they haven't come through, do it for yourself. Wrap it up, put it out, open it, and enjoy. And apologies necessary.
Yeah, see, Celeste, you're young. You're single.
And I bought myself flowers today. They're going to get here like at 2:30.
Really?
And I'm going to walk up to the front and be like, oh, someone loves me. I have this whole act planned out. So everyone listening, don't give it away. But it's to trick the office.
You did not do that.
How do you know?
You look so sincere you did that. I'm not mocking that. I'm not making fun of that. That's incredible. Good job, you.
I did it, but I'm a good
mystery
liar,
secret
right?
admirer, whoever you may be. Oh. Amazing.
Yeah, don't do that unless you know the person.
We must take charge of our romantic lives if forced to do so.
Yeah. So, Crystal, okay, lawyer, wife, mother of four, got to keep the romance going. We got four boys. Are they all boys? You have four boys?
Two and two. Boy, girl, boy, girl.
So 19 all the way down to 10, full house. How do you get time with your hubby to keep that love going, whether it's Valentine's Day or any day?
We very much believe in closed and locked doors, and even if children are, you know, pounding on it, our philosophy is, are you on fire? Are you bleeding? If not, go away. And, you know, it's like teaching one of those infants to sleep by, you know, ferberizing them, leaving them in their crib to cry it out.
Yeah.
It only takes a couple of times, frankly.
Well, there you go.
What do you need? Are you okay? Yes. But, you know, does the knocking eventually go away? I have a 10-year-old, an 8-year-old, and then a 1-year-old. So the 1-year-old, obviously, we don't lock out very often. However, the 10-year-old and the 8-year-old constantly love to knock on that door and ask, hey, I just need to ask a question. What? No, I need to see your face. I need to see your face to ask this question.
No, that's usually
what happens.
Also with teenagers, if they can see a horrifying thing, any sort of part of a parent not covered entirely with clothing, they will never come back.
Okay, so this is good. Boxers it is. All right.
What?
What? Clearly I'm in my boxers.
That's what you wanted. Here's my face.
That's hilarious, because you would assume at some age there's a realization that's going to dawn on your children's faces. There's going to be an understanding if the door is locked and your parents are behind it, maybe you should just leave them alone. Because that could bring about an awkward thing.
But you cannot assume, because children never think of their parents in that way.
You just don't know what?
Touché.
They're best friends.
Such truth.
That's all.
Yeah. Crystal Walker, a D.C.-based lawyer, a wife, mother of four, and author. You have a hilarious blog. Can I say that?
Thank you so much. And do you know it's been turned into a novel, so you can even download our book now.
Wow. DesperateInDC.com. You even, on your Twitter, where are you hanging out these days?
We mostly hang out on our website, and we're working furiously to get the paperback version of our book out. So right now you can download it on a Kindle, an iPad, and we update our blog. We're also doing some writing for other publications. So
yeah,
we may become your worst nightmare. You'll see us everywhere.
You are so busy. I know. Well, I love getting interview opportunities from you too, because you're hilarious and we always have fun. So you have to keep Static Radio on your rotation of cool. So
Steve-O, you are the best, and we have such fun together. Celeste, it was a delight to talk to you too.
Too,
I know. Okay, you tell Phoebe when you talk to her.
Hey.
I get it. If she's that cynical about Valentine's Day that she's not even answering her phone, then
maybe that was her argument.
For Valentine's Day, somebody needs to get her some therapy.
Oh, I love it. Steve-O, I'm taking that back to her. Okay. She does have a husband out of town and 15 inches of snow on the ground.
There
so we'll
go.
Give her a pass, but
we'll
only
give her
this
pass.
Once.
Literally a pass to her first therapy session. I'm just kidding.
I love it. Interestingly enough, Steve-O, we have just written a piece about retail therapy, how it may be more successful than the kind where you lie and recline on a couch and tell someone all your darkest secrets.
Yeah,
so.
But I got to tell you, man, Dave Ramsey would have something to say about that.
He would.
He may not be the biggest fan of that.
It doesn't have to be expensive. It just has to be satisfying.
I like this. Retail therapy. I know, Celeste, I'm sure you love this.
I do. Actually, just the other day.
Yeah.
I found the device that's made my life complete recently at the Container Store, and it was very inexpensive. It's one of those seatbelt cutters. If you're ever, your car ever goes in a lake, it's likely to happen. You can cut off your seatbelt, you can break the glass, you can get out. Now that I have this in my life, I don't really need anything else.
That
and
is
so,
hilarious.
That was like $2, right? And
you
now
don't
I'm
need
safe
Superman.
For the rest of the time.
You can do it yourself.
I'm a little worried my 10-year-old will get a hold of it in the car and, slice her brother with it. But other than that, I think it's pretty secure.
See, I feel like that's why you see all of these As Seen on TV products for the people that need that therapy and are just choosing to buy the bacon warmer instead of just talking to someone.
Exactly.
I talked to my bacon. How are you?
My life is in shambles, but my bacon is evenly warmed in my microwave.
You're okay,
so
right, bacon?
My heart is cold as ice. My
you
bacon is warm.
You're so weird.
I'm just saying. What are dudes going to do? Retail therapy is, it just doesn't seem like that's a man thing to do.
Get some food.
No, it's a more limited opportunity.
Yeah,
but, you know, for women, it can be quite satisfying.
There you go.
Really.
Amazing.
Is. It's dangerous.
Crystal Walker, you are incredible. If listeners would like more information, desperateindc.com, obviously, your blog. Best way to find you.
Well, best way to find us. And we'd love feedback from anybody who's read us or listened to us. So feel free to communicate on the website.
There
and if you're interested, download the novel. We've had fun writing it.
Beautiful. Also at Twitter, at DesperateNDC. We'll have to link up and, just start crazy hashtagging each other in weird
Let's
ways.
Let's do it. Fun. We would love it. Thank
All
you,
right.
Steve-O.
There you go. Okay. DesperateNDC.com or at DesperateNDC. Crystal, thank you so much. It's always a pleasure. We will
Happy
talk to you
Valentine's
soon.
Day.
Happy
Take
Valentine's
care.
Day. All right.
Bye-bye.
Thanks,
right.
lady.
I love her.
She's great.
She is amazing. So her and her partner in crime, Phoebe, they're a hilarious duo. So any chance we get to interview and hang out with them is always fun. It is Valentine's Day. We're taking your requests, your suggestions,
even up
whatever
on
you want.
I love this one. Local artist, Caleb Jude Green.
Oh,
Honey,
okay.
Please Maybe, play see, that song next.
And this is an inexpensive way to send some love to someone because you're not paying for anything.
Right. Oh, and speaking of not paying for anything, you can still be in love and super broke. You don't have to get all the flowers and everything. There's a free movie night tonight going on at the Lobo Theater.
That's right.
Find more details about what is showing. You're going to love it. MyStaticRadio.com. The events tab there. It's kicking off, I think, 7 or 8, one of those times.
I'm not even going to lie. I'm a dude. One of my favorite movies.
Free movie night.
On my top 10 list of all-time greatest movies. I'm not kidding.
So that could be like
one of my favorites.
Your whole goal tonight, go to this movie. Or it could just be something you throw in the mix like, hey, babe. Go watch a movie.
Hey, babe.
At this hipster little theater down
We're
here with
go
all these
check
cool
it
people.
Out. Old school theater, free. Beautiful.
Like, you're so cool.
Details available, mystaticradio.com. All right, here we go. Our next request, Caleb Jude Green. He is a local artist.
Mm-hmm.
Song is called Honey. Who's this going out to?
This one is from Crystal.
From?
Nope, it's not from Crystal. I'm sorry. It's from Amber.
Is it Amber to Brian?
She said, "Can you play Honey by Caleb Jude Green?"
Well, the photo, it's like the couple, and it's like that couple's Facebook where you can't ever really decipher who's talking to you because it could be Amber or Brian.
Looking at her picture, it's probably him. Look, he got her flowers in that picture. See? Flowers or free movie night. It's up to you. MyStaticRadio.com.
There you go. And right now, Caleb Jude Green, song's called Honey. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Don't touch that dial. Listen to
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Cornerstone of any nutrition.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Hey, I am not feeling the early hours of this morning at all yet.
Good.
The crash comes later. Right?
Yeah, I was going to say, wait till about 3 o'clock when you're doing your show.
Yeah, rock on.
Special guest in studio, Celeste from Afternoons.
Hey. Ooh, coming up on the Afternoons, we have America versus the World today.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Oh my gosh, this is one of my favorite things ever.
Shout out to all the wonderful married couples that just sent us all those requests that we just heard.
Yep.
Heard some Coldplay in there. Heard some Caleb Jude Green, some Reliant K. Yeah. some Sleeping at Last. Stefan from Archibald sent that out to his lovely bride.
Dude, Sleeping at Last?
Mm-hmm.
Amazing.
Jams for
days. Did this whole project where he was like writing 3 new songs a month for a whole year. Just like beauty.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
Incredible stuff. Mm-hmm. And of course, speaking of incredible, it is Valentine's Day. We've tried to give you fun ideas for your dates. We've tried to, you know, Crystal, she had some good ideas.
Right.
Caleb Brakey, he had some more practical advice on how to grow your relationship with the Lord, which is obviously of utmost importance.
It changes everything. Sorry, so, it's just, I was reading it for a couple weeks and I'm like, whoa.
I thought I would combine the two. We had Caleb give the practical advice. Mm-hmm. We had Crystal call in and talk about the giving part and what you need to do. And so, good news, everybody. Your favorite fast food joint is rocking reservations today.
Yikes.
Yeah. If you're into that fast food type of thing, one of the largest fast food companies in America has decided, at least in Tampa, Florida,
glitzy,
if you broke and, you know, you want your meal to be happy.
Oh, goodness. Oh, no.
They're now accepting reservations for sit-down diners. To help set the mood, the restaurants are decorating tables with red tablecloths, a centerpiece of fake roses, drinking glasses imprinted with heart-shaped motifs, as well as their golden arches.
That's sweet.
I'm going to tell you right now, I promise you, it's not sweet.
Okay.
That is not the way.
Okay.
That is not the way to tell your loved one that you love them.
What if you can't afford more?
You don't have to afford a lot. You don't have to go to a fancy schmancy dinner. But giving your significant other heart disease, clogged arteries.
Bro.
Not the best way to go about it. I'm sorry.
What if that's their love language?
Fast food?
Golden arches is their love language. That would be like the happiest
thing. Baby girl,
thing to
you need to get
home.
A new love language.
I'm not saying it's mine. I'm trying to advocate for the possibility that somebody else enjoys that.
Yeah, okay. Maybe just you could rock the healthy alternative. You make them your own chicken McNuggets at home.
That's cute.
I'm just saying.
Good luck. What about burning oil? Ouch.
Yeah.
Ouch.
Just, I don't know. I don't know. If that's their love language, then. Yeah, I guess.
The question is, would you do this if your favorite fast food restaurant was like, hey.
Reservations. Is that cute or cheesy? It feels very, I mean, I'm not a fan of fast food at all, really. Yeah. I just can't imagine. Because think about it. You're walking into like a McDonald's and think of the clientele. And you're sitting there like candlelight, fake roses, just like, yeah, girl, Mickey D's, yo. Nothing but the best for my baby girl. You know I'm your Big Mac. Come on.
Okay, honestly, if my person brought me there, I'd be like, are you serious? This is a joke, right? Like,
first
this
and
is
last
really
date?
Funny.
First
really
and last
funny.
Date.
Yeah. I'd you know, honestly, I would think it's such a deep level of sarcasm that I would play along. This is so great. Like, this is the most amazing thing. Guess what he did? Like
he obviously has an incredible sense of humor, thinking that I would want that.
In a way that nobody else does. Yeah.
However, I will say it is Tampa, Florida that is doing this. And our lovely friend Dawn, who is from Florida. Mm-hmm. I've never been.
She's okay.
Is she? Yes, she is. She's one of the few sane survivors of Florida,
you know,
I guess.
My best
because
friend
I've heard
lives.
Nothing but horror stories.
Seriously, they could have their own category of crazy.
Yeah.
Every week there's something going on in Florida. My best friend lives there, but she's all right.
Yeah?
She's Air Force, so she's like extra tough.
Ah, yes. So. I have great friends that live out in Florida.
If you're listening from Florida, you should call us. 505-338-3700.
Oh,
what's going on today? Tell us what's happening.
Sadly, a lot, because it seems like every time I turn on the news, something crazy in Florida is happening. So,
is it just because the media coverage is like favoring that because they want you to think that?
Maybe. Maybe it's their
theories.
Standards also. Maybe they're just a little lower. We're talking reservations at a McDonald's. I'm just saying. I'm not judging. Yes, I am. I'm totally judging. I'm sorry. But I'm not. I'm not at all sorry, but okay. Speaking of sorry, not sorry, have you seen this new series, Levi Lesko, Throwing Down?
No.
Sunday night on Static Radio, he kicks off our Static U.
Yeah.
Incredible stuff. He's got a brand new series going on at Fresh Life Church, Sorry, Not Sorry.
Ooh.
And it's,
What's going on?
It's pretty great. It's The Art of Apologies. And it's a great series. So,
so good.
Yeah, I would say. Check that out. Okay, this is the end of the show. This is our favorite part. Mm-hmm. And I love this. The end of the journey, if you will.
What did you learn today?
What did you learn today?
Need to read more books and finish them.
It is Valentine's Day, the day of love, mm-hmm. my single friend. Mm-hmm. What did you learn?
That I shouldn't tell you things about my personal life because I broadcast them on air. I'm not looking.
I thought you're comfortable in your singleness. I thought that's why.
I know, but the second you say that, then all of a sudden we start getting phone calls and flower deliveries. I'm like, it makes me uncomfortable.
That's very cool to be Han Solo. I'm totally okay with it.
I'm cool with it.
You're my Han Solo because you're my last surviving single friend in life.
Trying to keep it legit. Thanks. Thanks very much. Send your flowers to Steve-O, please.
Ah, today. You know, I learned that Valentine's Day shouldn't be the only day that we dote upon our significant others, our loved ones. We should be doing that every single day. Mm-hmm. Kayla Brakey taught us some important lessons about our relationship with Christ and why that is the most important thing. If you missed any part of the show, download the podcast. Mm-hmm. It was good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just about the things that you're looking for your other.
You know,
like, would you want them to be looking for you to be the spiritual leader in everything and always giving direction? Would you want them to be? No, you want, you know, them to be trying as hard as you.
So, yeah.
The kind of person you want to be with, be that person first.
There you go. If you missed that interview, incredible stuff. MyStaticRadio.com/mornings. That's where you download the podcast. I actually have to go do that now. It's not my job, but I'm going to go do that job.
Poor Hito.
Everybody left us, but that's okay.
It's just us.
Yeah. So, pretty much.
We're running the ship.
Yeah.
Got oars. So, it's a big ship.
We apologize for everything we got wrong today, but that's okay. 4 more hours of Celeste coming up at 2 p.m., and it is America.
America versus the world. So, the embarrassing that happens around the world.
Yeah.
Either it's America's point or the world's point, depending on who messed up.
You can check that out today. Afternoons
right now,
with
we're
Celeste.
Losing.
Yeah.
We're losing by
pretty
two.
Badly.
So sad.
Until 2 p.m. for Celeste. Steam Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.